You're listening to the Drew and Mike podcast, featuring Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, and Suves.
What's poppin'? Here we go, the Drew and Mike show in the DealsInTheD.com studios for a Thursday. And Trudy is going to Josina in. We've got the usual crowd, and also we have a winner from our bids back with Killer Cares to come sit on the show, and that is Bob Thursday Bayagich. Hey, what's going on? Technical snafus already?
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
So, yeah, Bob's here, and Bob actually provided that the Homer Simpson drop and intro. He's got somebody in his workplace that just can't stop doing Homer. So I don't know if we've helped to add to the monster.
Who, quote, drives him nuts. That must mean he does it really well.
But he made the show, and thanks to Bob for giving the Killer Cares. He's hanging out, having a brewski, and Bob's wife, Pam, cooked all kinds of food. Nice. I cannot believe how much food. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Meanwhile, I want to mention our friends at Lover's Lane. We bring you the Facebook Live, and they're in here somewhere. Of course, sexdrive.com powers Lover's Lane now. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Can we just start over?
I know. Can we please? Valentine's Day is coming up. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, the 35 retail locations, and the all-new sexdrive.com. For some really hot stuff featuring quality sex toys for couples. Sex Drive also has an incredible selection of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas perfect for Valentine's. So shop
on your knees and get on it.
Visit sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. And we have a boner line today. Pretty lengthy one, actually.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That works out.
I got a boner.
And Hall Financial Hotline, anybody?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, Nikki Glaser, by the way, has been canceled. I'm not sure.
We blew her off.
We did anything but blow her off.
No.
She blew us off. But she didn't blow us off. Allegedly, I'm not going to beat on her yet until she doesn't reschedule. Then we'll pound on her. And she'll take it. She's funny as hell.
She's really good.
I was watching some of her roast highlights. Man, she's really good. I got to believe she's really pissed somebody off at one of those roasts.
Yeah, she is like an old time, but like a throwback comedian.
Definitely.
You know, with good insults and dirty.
And she's hot.
And she is hot. I bet you every guy that she meets in the industry thinks they can nail her.
Well, that's a possibility. I expect that she has been hit on. I expect that she could add a chunk or a chapter to the Me Too era if she wanted to.
Unless it's consensual.
By the way, did you see that Abigail Disney of the Disney family?
Yeah.
Tweeted out today that Kobe Bryant was a rapist. Get used to it, or
you know. Uh-huh. What does that mean?
You know,
get used to it. Okay, I'm used to it.
You know, I'm not sure why.
Wait, what was the last dust?
Why is everything burping?
I don't know.
What was that? Was that the last drop?
Oh, it was Mickey Mouse.
I thought it was supposed to be Mickey Mouse, but it doesn't. It seems clipped.
Can we eliminate this burping shit?
I can't stand it.
It's deleted. Right.
Just get rid of it.
No, it's gone.
What was the last thing with Abigail Disney? She did something.
I don't remember, but you know, I get the impression that these people who insist, you know, Evan Rachel Wood, the WAPO writer,
her suspension is over.
I know, she's been reinstated. So. Do they really think that nobody knows he was accused of a rape and that he made an arrangement with the girl and didn't go to court? Do people think we don't know this?
Everyone knows that. As I said, before he died, if you said Kobe Bryant, a lot of people, that'd be one of the first things they'd mention.
I don't think there's anything wrong with giving it some perspective, but you know,
he just died.
Eight people died with him. His daughter died with him. And you know, as far as this girl dad stuff, you know, I know it. The worship stuff is way, way over the top. It's kind of crazy, but I don't know. I just don't feel like there's a problem with people being aware of the fact that something really terrible happened in 2003.
I found the Abigail Disney story.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember this? She went undercover at Disneyland and was livid at how to see how the company treats its employees. Mind you, a woman who made a lot of money through, you know, inheritance. And
yeah. You are not the boss of me.
How they treated people.
So did she fire people, make changes?
Oh, she has no power. She just has the name. Bob Iger's the one in charge.
Oh, so she just wanted to embarrass some people.
And then she decided to mention the, you know, the pay gap between Bob Iger and the people working the Small World ride, I suppose.
Well,
it makes her feel better. Great.
Does she have a big Twitter following?
I'm
not sure why anybody would follow Abigail Disney. I'm not sure why people follow a lot of people.
She has words to say.
God, there's some weird stuff in the air between that and...
She has 11,400. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry.
She's got 58,000.
She's got 58,500.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Why would people want to follow Abigail Disney more than me?
Steve Gorman. Steve Gorman follows her.
Steve Gorman?
Steve.
What? I'm going to text him. I'm pretty tight with Steve
right
now.
Guess who else follows?
Who?
Jonah Falcon.
What? You know, I'm almost inclined to call him.
He'll be busy doing something. He's blown us off last 8 times.
Heard it from all the guys and every single freaking girl. They want to try and take a ride on the biggest in the world.
Brandon, what do we have something for the Hall Financial Hotline today? Is there anything new, interesting, or leftover besides Stan?
Oh, damn. He took mine. Mark's got one.
I have two new ones. Did you see the lady that was busted by United Airlines because of her shirt?
Yeah.
Wow, nice rack.
I didn't really see. Is there a good rack shot?
Yeah,
this is really not where this is supposed to go. But I looked at her picture.
I'd move her up to first class. She was on my flight, but she's also claiming that she was wearing it because she's comfortable, not because she was flying across country to see her boyfriend.
Man, she is like two cantaloupes squeezed into a garden hose.
But is there anything so terrible about this shirt?
No, it looks great on her.
I don't understand why they all, apparently almost didn't board her.
Too much cleavage.
Is it really that? It's not that much, is it?
Wear that outfit again.
If you're a prude, I guess. I don't know. I'm not surprised at what bothers people anymore. And then the other numbers.
I thought that would be considered shaming. That
it should be body
shaming. Whatever she's comfortable in.
Yeah.
No fashion shaming.
So do we have her number?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Very positive.
I would love to talk to her.
The other one,
very positive.
The other one I'm very positive about the number having is Kevin Federline.
Fed?
Yeah, because Kevin Federline can't find DJ work in Vegas anymore.
Oh.
So he needs more money from Jessica?
From Brittany.
Oh, Brittany.
Or Cameo.
Cameo.
A source told Radar Online, even though he's one of the most recognizable names and faces in Vegas, nobody wants to pay his $15,000 fee anymore. He's not that good, and nobody thinks he's cool anymore. He's 41. He looks like everyone's dad these days.
Pam says, hi, Bob. Is that your wife?
Thanks for the food.
Hi, Bob. Hey, Pam. How
I agree with my wife.
Does she normally go on Facebook Live? I don't think she does.
No. Facebook,
well, isn't that cute?
Aww.
So the reason I was thinking of Jessica Simpson, because every day there's some new spill from her book.
Yeah.
And today it's that she was bombed on Ellen in 2017.
Oh, cool.
So we may need to look at the 2017 Ellen show she was on, because I think that was going around, wasn't it? That what's up with Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Kevin Federline, so why is this a story?
No one's bought a cameo from him since this one.
What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike Show. That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
Ooh.
He also gets, is it 30 grand a month now from Britney Spears?
Because it was 20.
It was 20, so, yeah. And
he knows he can't count on Britney's bucks after his boys turn 18. Well, that's not supposed to be his money anyway.
He's
trying to make as much money as he can before his 15 minutes of fame dry up forever. That was about an hour and a half ago.
Are you kidding me? So wait, he's bitching about this, that I can't get work in Vegas.
He must be. How else is this a story?
I don't know. Where'd you find this story?
Radar.
Radar?
I love Radar. Great reports.
Okay, so you're saying that you're positive we have KFED's
I'm
number?
I'm 100% positive.
All right, let's dial up right now.
In all three numbers.
Okay. What do you mean all three numbers?
What happened?
Wait, pick one.
What happened?
We're not calling multiple numbers. Hall Financial, by the way, if you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage or you have lingering high-interest credit card debt, high interest rate, God, some people pay a lot. Well, how about rolling that into one ball, like maybe your mortgage, or there's many, many ways they can do it. Refi is what most people seem to do with Hall Financial, and they give you many, many options, lower costs, and they do it quickly. Call 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg and click the link on our website. They got over 1,000 five-star reviews. If you want to check in to see if something makes sense for you, go to davidhallmortgage.com to get started or call 248-308-5000. Tell them we sent you. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Hall Financial.
Nice computer over there.
I don't know what's going on,
what the
dude?
Fuck is going on? Really, if I hear one more burp, I may just storm out in front of Bob.
It's all Mark. It's all Mark.
I'm going to just scene out today. It's not all me.
It's all Mark.
You added some too.
My computer's running tip top.
What? Wait, why is shit belching?
I don't know.
Man,
that's not
having
this is Popo's out, Drew. This isn't.
I'm going to hire Who Are These Podcasts to come after us if I hear one more fucking belch today. Great
song.
Sorry,
Bob. I feel embarrassed in front of Bob.
I do too. I'm sorry we had to have the squabble.
Hey, Bob. Penis looks great today.
Bob's a great guest. He gets quite a few chuckles in. Okay, so this is K-Fed?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
One of them.
Great.
One of them. Kevin, what?
He has three phone numbers. Doesn't have a job.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah, what up?
Hey,
yeah, what up? better fucking leave a message.
Better ask somebody.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. Please enter your password.
Shut up.
What?
God!
Are you kidding me?
Don't worry, it's going to be the next one.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Just more
about
time
that
to
one.
Listen to Popo's out.
While you're dialing, I'll tell people about Northwestern Tech, because they got a 10.5-month program to get you into the HVAC world, heating and air conditioning. It's the heating and cooling school in Southfield. If someone you know is trying to choose your career path, or if you're looking to get out of your dead-end job, learn a skilled trade at Northwestern Tech at northwesterntech.edu. That's northwesterntech.edu. After a year, people make 40 to 50 grand. Over 90% get jobs in the field. Is it ringing?
Yeah, I think... Somebody had picked up and I hung up on him.
What? Somebody picked up?
It's a disaster. I'm
told sure. you.
Hi, yeah, Kevin.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Fake.
Kevin.
Come on, K-Fed.
You want some, you're interested in some DJ work, correct?
I got a gig for you.
Kev?
Remember this?
You better fucking ask somebody.
We bought a cameo for you. Where's the service after the sale?
He hung up, didn't he? Oh.
No, he's still there.
You are? Kevin?
What's happening?
All right, there he is.
What's up, dude?
Kevin, we understand you're looking for some DJ work. This is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. You did a cameo for us. You remember? Play it for him.
He remembers.
Brandon?
Welcome to the jungle, Kevin.
Oh, that's right.
That's not the cameo.
What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike show. That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
That's awesome. That's
Kevin,
cool.
Is that you? That didn't sound like this guy that did the cameo, did it?
Here's his statement.
My responsibility ended at ka-ching.
I don't know. Maybe that was Jaden James.
Oh,
okay. Sean Preston.
No, that's definitely K-Fed. He's getting a bunch of calls because his number's out there. And so he's answering Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Pretty good clever.
Job, Mark. Kobe.
Fantastic job, Mark.
Did that sound like him, though?
It was
Kobe.
Definitely him.
Oh, Kobe,
I'm very proud of myself.
You made the shot.
Yeah, I drilled it from way outside.
Today's
that was
headline,
a long shot.
We talked to Kevin Federline.
He's not going to get any gigs acting like that.
See, Drew, we've already rebounded. The show's kicking ass.
Kobe!
Except that somebody just on Facebook Live said I'm overmodulating. So I'm just about to internally combust.
We should have started over.
Calm down. It's okay.
I hate burps. They drive me crazy. It's when a piece of audio runs, and then for some reason it plays the very beginning of it when it's...
I'm not a fan of it either.
I hope somebody's. I hope he's screwing with me with the overmodulator. Do you think he was fucking with me?
No, I'm taking a look at the.
I don't know, but Zoobs is on it. He's already gone into the secret room, the soundproof room, to listen to Facebook Live. We're not going to hear it on our side, Brandon. Different audio output.
We got to give Bob his money back.
Okay.
I know. That's for the children. Was he overmodulating?
No, he's getting trolled. Someone's, you're getting trolled.
I had a feeling I was.
What a jerk. What kind of jerk is that guy?
I'm taking names. Somebody might be suspended from the show. The next person who fucks with me is suspended from the show.
Oh, boy. It's going to be me.
Well, Brian Dickerson wrote a great piece today on Charlie's podcast, No BS News. There's one reason Trump won't pardon Kwame Kilpatrick, and it's in Macomb County. And he's referring to Pete Karmanos being on No BS News. And it's interesting. He calls Charlie the whip-smart showman whose weekly No BS News podcast aims to cement his status as the clown prince of Detroit journalism.
Nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
I think Charlie would like that.
We were having a debate, Brandon and I, and then Riley and I, over is clown prince, is that a negative connotation?
Aside from the Joker, I've always known as clown prince as, you know, ripping on a crown prince and basically meaning an idiot.
Clown prince?
Yeah.
Well, I remember...
He
called him whip smart.
And the clown prince of baseball or basketball. There's always those...
Well...
Metalark Lemon.
I'm gonna go back to college. We had a guy who played basketball at Virginia Tech, and he used to be called the clown prince. He was a goofball. He was always putting up number one.
Yeah, but when was he really good at what he did?
He was a very good basketball player. Yeah, he averaged 16 a game. He was a stud. Ron Bell, Ronnie Bell. He lived across the hall from me, too.
Ooh.
He listened to a lot of Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, I love that dude.
Flashlight.
Yeah, and Urban Dictionary defines it as an idiot. So Urban Dictionary is the correct dictionary.
It's not an idiot. Urban is antiquated, too. Didn't we learn that?
Yeah.
Maybe we should tweet at Brian. I already tweeted at him once. Maybe he could explain that. Okay, so I want to get into something today that I think is really interesting. The Kobe Bryant thing just goes on and on and on. Is it driving anyone crazy, or is it just kind of part of the landscape?
I can't get enough of it.
Really?
I can't get enough of stories like
Kobe.
Today I saw the clip of Shaq crying, which was, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
there's an update to it.
Oh, there is?
Shaquille O'Neal is not canceling his Super Bowl party because that's what Kobe would have wanted. I am not shitting you. I saw that, and I just went, wait a sec. 12 hours ago, I saw this guy crying about Kobe.
Honestly, I'm not trying to make fun of anyone, but when I saw that Pitbull backed out of the post-Grammy, I was like, Pitbull can't perform at the Grammys because Kobe died? What would he do if a family member died?
Shaq, we all grieve our own ways, and show must go on. I grieve for 24 hours.
And then I couldn't decide, is Gavin McGraw, is he a sociopath because he can perform? Is he, I mean, isn't it weird? And then Jimmy Kimmel cries. Okay, Jimmy Kimmel cries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon cried on TV?
And Ellen.
Ellen cried?
And Shaq, yeah.
And
Stephen
Colbert.
Shaq is his teammate.
Colbert last night went on this weird, not rant, but story about helicopter safety.
Yeah, but
it's like, is this the place for helicopter safety lectures?
Yeah, I mean, for him, yeah.
Not really.
Listen, Stephen Colbert lost his dad and two brothers.
Yeah, he talked about all that.
A foggy plane crash.
Yes.
And so he was talking about the fact.
That part was great. I thought that discussion was wonderful.
He was talking about the fact that helicopters do not have a black box. And I think he's advocating for them because he feels the families of those who died in this crash will never know exactly what happened.
He wants black boxes and choppers.
Yeah.
Why is there no black box?
Oh, more breaking.
That seems so obvious to me.
More breaking Shaquille O'Neal news.
Okay.
The Super Bowl party proceeds will go to Kobe's charity, so it's okay.
Okay.
I'll make the rules.
I don't know why this.
We all mourn differently.
Can you guys play? Does Jimmy Fallon actually cry? Or is he just his voice breaking? Because I saw Kimmel, and he was just kind of cracking, and it was. I thought Jimmy did a great job, and he's interviewed Kobe 15 times, so, you know, and I love Jimmy Kimmel.
And Fallon, I guess, met him when he was 17, so he's known him for a long time.
Okay, can we play a little audio?
I was heartbroken yesterday by a helicopter accident in Los Angeles that claimed the lives of 9 people, including that of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. Kobe was such a life force, so strong and creative and inspired that in my head I thought that he was going to live forever. I met Kobe when he was 17 and I was 21. He was a rookie on the Lakers. And I was just starting out in the comedy scene in L.A. We were at a party, and we didn't know anyone at the party, so we just started talking. And I said, like, hey, what do you do? And he goes, I play basketball. I go, where? And he goes, for the Lakers. I go, wow. He goes, what do you do? I'm a stand-up
pause
comic.
It,
we
pause
just
it.
Got along. We
was
hit it
he,
off.
Was Kobe drinking at the party?
I don't
wasn't
challenge it.
Wasn't it a big deal when he took his talents to the NBA?
Yeah, I don't want to challenge it, but do you believe that story?
I don't.
Not entirely, no. I already have my doubts.
Thank you.
Talking, he was telling me he was into poetry, and
so
I met his sister, she was there, and so then the guy that was having the party said,
I'm going to predict that Kobe's going to end up being a really nice person by the end of the story.
You don't think he's going to bring up the rape allegation?
I don't think so.
No, he's not.
I would bet $1 million that if he, at the end of this, says he was a real asshole to me, I'm still sorry he died. There's something negative.
That's gotta be the best bet anybody ever made.
I wouldn't even take those odds. Why wouldn't you put up $1 against your millions?
I wouldn't either. Let's find out what happened. Maybe he was a dick. I don't know. Let's see.
And Kobe wasn't drinking. He was 17. So he goes, I'll do it. Does Jimmy want to come? So I go, okay. So I get in the cars, me and Kobe Bryant, and he's brand new in L.A., and me too. I didn't know L.A. at all. And we drive down Sunset Boulevard to this place called Pink Dot. Yeah, it looked like a 7-Eleven. I thought it was a 7-Eleven. You pulled in, but it wasn't a 7-Eleven. Anyway, so I go in, and I open the door, and it's locked. And the guy goes, sorry, I can't sell you anything. And I go, we just want to get some beer right there. And he goes, yeah, I can't do that. And I go, but just real quick, we know what it is. It's just there. And he goes, yeah, that's not how the way this place works. We're delivery only. We're not allowed to sell things. And I go, okay. And then Kobe takes out his ID and he puts it up against the glass and he goes, I'm a Laker. And the guy opened the door and we walked out with 5 cases of beer and we saved the party. So we saved the party, we said goodnight, and of course Kobe went on to become a legend. 5 NBA titles, 2 Olympic gold medals, 18 All-Star appearances.
Does this story have an end?
One of the most brilliant and most respected players in NBA history. And when we'd run into each other over the years, we'd laugh about that night that we first met.
Here we go.
At all the good things that have happened since. And we laugh about how much fun it was to raise kids and all the stupid mistakes we made trying to figure out how to be good dads. And Kobe had 4 daughters, and I had 2 daughters. And today, he
Pause
and one
for
of his
a second
girls
again.
Are gone.
Man up! Stop crying!
Now, we know they weren't, like, best friends. Can I assume that?
I would think so, yeah.
How?
I would think he'd be tighter with the other Jimmy.
I think he was.
Proximity.
No, I definitely think he was.
Well, don't you generally go on one show more than others? And if he was on Kimmel
LA.
For that many times.
Kimmel makes a lot more sense. Kimmel's been on forever, too. Is it normal to cry about somebody that you kind of know, kind of sort of know? Is maybe that bringing that up? I mean, do you think they...
Unless you're on TV. I mean,
it sounds like Kobe talked about nothing but his kids. I mean, it sounds like he was an obsessive father. Sounds like he's a helicopter parent, doesn't it?
Oh,
great
term.
Sorry.
Too
okay,
soon.
A plow parent.
He
plow
was.
Parent.
Too soon, Drew.
Plow parent. I swear to God that
did
was
not
an accident.
Mean that, but I know.
A plow parent.
By the way.
I just don't know what to make, because I'm sad about Kobe. I don't know him.
So.
I can be very chilly at times about these things. I'm not from a big crying family.
No.
But I still felt like, now Shaq I understood, but Jimmy, really? I'm casting judgment on Jimmy Fallon.
I
understand what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, thanks. That's all I wanted. I just wonder.
Before the helicopter accident, if you were to tell me, which I don't know, it'd be weird for you to say, hey, tell me the 50 people you think are best friends with Kobe Bryant. I don't think I'd put Jimmy Fallon on there.
Or tell me the 50 best parents in the history of the NBA. I'm not sure. Would people say Kobe Bryant?
Oh, boy.
Right
could
now?
We even come up with 50?
I don't know.
I think he would be on the list.
Maybe he would. I mean, it sounds like he did love his. He definitely loved his children.
He did.
But everybody loves their children,
well,
and
not
he
everyone,
doesn't love his
yeah.
girls anymore.
Casey
than
Anthony
most
didn't love her children.
That's true.
Child. Casey Anthony hated her child.
Layla,
what's up with Layla?
I assume it's this
true,
is
oh, true.
I think this is
Jacina
in, but yeah, Layla is blowing her out.
Where's Layla? Layla, stand up.
What a narc!
Layla received a bone marrow transplant in January.
By the way, I have a separated at birth here. I don't mean to be a jerk, but...
We laugh at all the good things that have happened since.
I thank God that dream came true.
All the fun it was to raise kids and all the stupid mistakes we made trying to figure out how to be good dads. And Kobe had four daughters, and I had two daughters. And today, he and one of his girls are gone. But I think I knew Kobe enough to know that he rose to any challenge by
maybe it's his daughter
and getting back
to why he cries.
So let's honor Kobe, okay, I mean, Gianna, and the other lives that were lost yesterday by following his example.
I think I'm going to hell. I'm pretty sure I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
For even examining this?
No, I think it's fair. The daughter. Yeah. The daughter thing is, that's the real sad part of the story.
Post the show first.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I don't think you have to have a kid to feel this awful about that.
This is the most complicated death, I think, I've ever seen in my life. Because, you know, JFK, I was too young. But, you know, that wasn't an outpouring. There was no debate about that. Nobody could tweet out, he fucked around like a madman.
Yeah, yeah.
And Martin Luther King, nobody could tweet out that, you know, he witnessed a rape and laughed.
Jackson was pretty complicated, but it took a while for people to bring up all the other stuff.
Honestly, with Michael Jackson, I think it's sort of like Kobe. I don't want to compare these two guys. But
is this the biggest death of the Twitter age? Because really, it's because of Twitter.
It is. But, you know, Michael Jackson was huge. I think Michael Jackson was bigger because of his music.
Oh, Michael Jackson was bigger. But how he died.
Twitter wasn't big then.
Kobe's international, too, though.
Yeah, big time. Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Europe.
Yeah.
Trudy, did you want a Josina in?
Oh, real quick.
Comment?
Trudy, before you make any comments.
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice. I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth in good times and in bad. I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity and an artist of endless inspiration.
I know.
Kobe!
And thanks. Sorry for just seeing in. And the most disruptive way I could come in, too.
Not your fault. It's Layla's fault.
Everything's falling out of my backpack on the way in.
Sorry, oh, my.
The hilarious guy next door is like, what? And then I have this eye thing going on all day, and I'll make this short because I'm being horrible already.
But I love your eyes.
This is Bob Bagich, by the way.
Bob! Hey!
Bob won
the beer. Might help, yeah.
Like one, yeah.
But Bob's having beers.
But the eye, I have had something in my eye all day long. It won't go away. I don't know what it is. So, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, it's Mr. Magoo.
You're
on
not
the
blinking
way
a lot.
You all right?
You saw Mr.
It's
Magoo?
It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time. I was Mr. Magoo.
Oh, you were Mr. Magoo.
Just,
okay.
Oh, Magoo. Look out.
Magoo's a great Twitter follow, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that Mr. Magoo,
got
yeah.
Really funny
yeah.
comments.
I meant the cartoon, but anyway, sorry about that.
Okay, so, you know, now that I brought up Michael Jackson.
I have a couple loose ends on Kobe. Are we done with him or no?
No.
Ari Shaffir?
Yes.
The guy we talked about yesterday?
Let me guess. He apologized.
Well, I think he already apologized, but
yeah, that's what we read yesterday.
His agent dumped him.
Wow.
That firm dumped him. And the comedy club where he was going to perform on Thursday night, New York Comedy Club, is getting death threats.
Comedy club?
What?
Okay. Are death threats becoming such
they're played out.
They're played out.
They're played out. I don't think they should be mentioned. I think it should be assumed that people are getting death threats. Shouldn't
Although,
it be assumed,
wait a sec.
Just ooh. Like, you know, today I heard Vanessa has broken her silence and she's, you know, she's beside herself. She can hardly put a sentence together without crying. I mean, couldn't we assume that?
Yeah, People Magazine said they had a source that said Vanessa's very upset. It's like, oh, really?
We know. Come on, really?
I don't believe your source.
Anyway, and I wish her the best and her three daughters. I mean, it is terribly, terribly sad. I'm not trying to make light of that. I'm fascinated by how we all absorb this because this is huge. It is so. I knew this was going to be big.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is anybody surprised by the hugeness of Kobe's death?
No.
I'm a little surprised.
Really?
A little.
Remember the manner of which she died. I think that plays
you're right.
into
yeah, I think
lot.
You're right. Yeah.
Which was predicted, by the way, in 2016 by a cartoon on Comedy Central.
What?
Yes.
Again?
It wasn't The Simpsons this time. They're the ones that usually predict it. But it's the Legends of Chamberlain Heights had just a little clip of Kobe Bryant in a helicopter crash.
Holy.
But he crawls out with the Lakers NBA championship trophies.
Oh, of course he does, because he always wins.
And he wouldn't give them up. It was the joke.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They pulled it.
Of course they did.
Because, you know, it's insensitive. Just like Mr. Peanut died.
Okay, because...
they're in the same death triangle. That's sad.
Oh, my God.
Who's the third?
There it is.
Kobe,
Kobe Bryant.
Help me.
Just pass me the trophies and we'll pull you out.
Pass.
Oh.
There's always the rings.
Wow.
Seeing
yeah, they show him dying.
And sorry for if I don't want to get thanks for listening to the podcasted, but seeing Shaq cry was one of the most unnerving things.
Trudy, thanks for listening to the podcast. It was one of the first things I said at the top of the show.
It's okay, though, Trudy. His Super Bowl party is still
going
on.
I totally agree with you.
His Super Bowl party is still going on, though, Shaq's.
Oh, you're
but he's
kidding.
Donating the proceeds to Kobe's charity, so it's okay.
I'm not even paying attention.
What? Okay,
by the way, his, Louis's agent has gotten back to us. He's coming back around, so yay.
Oh, Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
Excellent. Nice. I have a question. Why are there proceeds from a party?
Well, you got to get in, right? You got to pay tickets.
Yeah, it's probably $5 at the door or something.
The public?
Oh, it's probably $500.
The public can attend Shaq's...
His annual funhouse party in Miami.
Okay.
Fun.
I just didn't know you had to pay to go to a party, but it's one of those
Shaq's
things?
There.
That's weird.
Okay. You know, he could just waive it and then donate anyway.
Do you think it's one of these things that he has it to make money, or is it always a charity thing?
Wait a sec. Pitbull's going to be there. I guess he's over the desk,
Oh, he's
too.
Okay? He probably still can't play. But, okay, let me get back to the significance of this, which is gigantic. And I do understand it because I'm a big fan of a lot of people, and I love Kobe's determination and his will. I love people like that. I know he fucked up. Somebody got mad at me because I said he made a mistake. I said, rape is not a mistake. Well, I know. Believe me.
Man.
It's just really delicate. So anyway, I'm going to go here because yesterday we were comparing what if Mike Tyson died to Kobe Bryant. And people found that interesting, and they said, yeah, it wouldn't be the first thing I would think about Mike Tyson. I would think about the way that he sort of evolved, and he...
And Tyson did more outside of his sport in the world of entertainment, too. And I don't think Kobe has reached that point yet. I know he got the Oscar.
Getting there.
And yeah, but he was getting, yeah.
So I think people understood that. So anyway, today I'm reading about the Washington Post writer who insisted the first thing we needed to know when he died was that he raped this woman. And the Daily Beast story is very graphic and not exactly pro-Kobe.
Yeah.
It's a really ugly story. And people are so angry, and, you know, we all know what happened there. She'd been reinstated. They decided that, oh, no, that's true, and that was the right thing to do. I think they did acknowledge it was in bad taste.
Yes.
But she's unsuspended. So as I'm sort of kind of making my way through all this data, I read a story that she's canceled multiple people, the same writer.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that.
Yeah.
She's canceled a guy who she said had some sort of, she was too drunk to know if it was a rape or not. That's one of her quotes. But she said that this guy was overly persistent, and I think she basically Me Too'd him. Along the lines of Aziz Ansari is how I would say.
A bad date gone wrong type thing?
Yeah, a very persistent.
Too drunk to know if it was rape or not?
Well, I see. I thought, you know,
if she consented. Yeah.
I'm going to get to this because I listened to a podcast that he was on as a guest. And this is long after there's a second incident, too, very similar to her incident. He's been Me Too twice in a short time. And God, it is.
Well, that doesn't really help his case.
No, it doesn't help his case. But honestly, I listened to him and I was very intrigued. And Once it goes out on Twitter, man.
Oh, it's
once you know, he lost his job with the.
It almost becomes factual.
He lost his job with the China Bureau because he just figured I got to make this stop, and so he just apologized. Like I just want this to stop.
He admitted it. Then.
Well, I'll get into specifics about that. But anyway, so as I'm warbling through, like, what if this person died? What if that person died? I thought of all people, Joe Paterno.
Oh,
Joe Paterno died. It was like,
we love you, Joe.
The piece of shit's dead. Fuck Joe Paterno.
It was bad timing.
It was very bad timing.
But Sandusky killed him, really.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Hold on. Does Joe Paterno deserve to be treated as any less of a hole than Kobe Bryant? Not that Joe Paterno would get the adulation that Kobe, and he didn't die in a helicopter crash either. So I understand it's not the same thing.
No, he had AIDS.
I think you apply the M.L. Elric formula to that, where he said Kwame affected, what did he say, 700,000 people versus one murderer?
Piece of garbage.
Might have affected, and I think in that case, it's the same. Paterno allowed how many children's lives to be ruined?
Well, that's if you say he allowed. Now, the police also allowed.
Well, yeah.
The police cleared him twice. I mean, it's not like Joe Paterno was the only person that was fooled by Jerry Sandusky or the only person who was less than perfect in terms of their...
Yeah, that's a good question, Trudy. I don't know how fooled he was by Sando.
He didn't seem fooled. And by the way, how do
the police,
you...
Wait a second. The police were fooled by him. The police. Why aren't they, you know, why aren't we...
Well, maybe they should.
Throwing darts at them.
Maybe they were bad detectives. Maybe they should. But Paterno
get death threats. Then.
All the way back in 1976 that there were issues.
Okay.
Now, that being said,
Joe Paterno did not molest anyone.
No.
I don't think he wanted anyone to molest anyone. I think he just fucked up, honestly. And it's a terrible. Well, I don't know. I mean, I really don't want to debate Joe Paterno now. But he did. Jerry Sandusky was investigated by the police twice, and the police let him go.
Well, maybe Paterno knew more than those police knew.
Oh, come on. How could Paterno know more?
Because there were multiple
people to
telling
him.
The police had the whole case. They had the kid. He apologized to the mom. Like I said, I don't want to get into Joe Paterno. I'm just saying, did Joe Paterno deserve the hatred that he got when he died?
No, because that was all timing.
85 years.
That was all timing. Interesting question.
But isn't it shitty?
Interesting question with Paterno is, did he make better human beings being a coach? And the players and shaping those people.
Oh, his
then
players.
Then Sandusky destroyed.
I'm
just saying. It's an interesting math
equation. Penn State administrator walks into a bar. Where's that smile? How about this one? Joe Paterno doesn't walk into a police station.
I feel like I'm a big Joe Paterno fan, and I'm not. I just thought he was a good coach, and beyond that, I don't fucking know. But to just compare the treatment he got with what this guy's getting, it's just night and day.
Timing.
And
if Kobe got in a helicopter crash after Colorado, it's not.
Yeah.
Plus, he was a few championships short.
Right.
So. I guess it all seems like there's a lot of fairness missing.
You know what isn't fair? The prices for Shaq's Funhouse Super Bowl party.
How much?
The all-inclusive tier one ticket. Let's do the most expensive ticket, which would be tier four.
Which is meeting
$1,200.
Wow.
Oh, so this is a Shaq makes a big paycheck party. This is not a okay.
You get access to the big game weekend's best event, which would be the party.
It's,
9 p.m.
It's like
to 3
the Corey Feldman Feld Mansion parties.
Access to Shaq's VIP tavern, which I guarantee you is probably mostly empty, and then the famous people are surrounded by their own sycophants. Right. Fast track VIP entrance lane, 6-hour open bar. Maybe you can drink it, catch up. Lounge seating, premium dining experience, and carnival attractions and games for the low price of $1,200.
Jeez.
But tier one is sold out. The cheapest one available is $400, tier five.
Huh. Per person. Children? Is there children's
kids
right?
Kids aren't allowed. Who
no kids allowed? Oh, I thought it was like a...
Who buys these tickets this party?
You can get
you
can get the Wynn Nightlife VIP bottle service table, too.
Mm.
The cheapest one's $2,000, the most expensive one.
And does Shaq take a selfie with everyone that shows up?
$1,000,000.
What are they... I'm sorry, what do they get?
They
get to watch a Super Bowl?
Renowned Las Vegas VIP experience to Miami for Shaq's Funhouse. You get a VIP deck with the best views on the main stage, reserve VIP table with lounge seating, fast
lane
entrance.
What is Shaq giving?
Nothing.
Then why is it Shaq's party?
Sorry. I should have scrolled further. The Shaq meet and greet is only $650.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Our friends and studio sponsors at Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com are proud to be our first and longest running sponsor of the Drew and Mike podcast. Jim Bentley, now in the house. And we need a slump buster for Jim because he did his training and he's getting started. I think he might have moved a car yesterday, but let's get going, man. So help Bentley. He's got 3 kids. He's had that death trap for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah, help Bentley. And they've got the,
he needs
a
lot of help.
If you're going to lease a car, give them a shot. Lease Detroit's favorite SUV, the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4, as low as $112 a month. During Zotford's Winter Wonderland event, leased Michigan's sportiest SUV, the new 2020 all-wheel drive Ford Edge SEL, as low as $168 a month. So call Jim Bentley or Anthony, and Jim will be on the show tomorrow. 248-215-5151. That's 248-215-5151. Pick a time to grab your sweet new wheels from Zot Ford. And Dr. Yaldo wants you to be 2020 and 2020 without glasses and contacts. The only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, brief procedure at the Yaldo Eye Center. For 2 years, our listeners have told us how easy it's been. You call the number and at your convenience going for a free evaluation. And Dr. Yaldo may tell you, you know what, I'd wait 3 years, 2 years, and come back. And then you go over and maybe pick up some frames or some sunglasses or some contacts.
2 years.
Or you may be a perfect candidate for LASIK or multifocal lens implants. And if you are, you will see a marked change in your lifestyle due to your extensively good vision. He's become the most trusted and experienced eye surgeon in the Midwest, so do what so many listeners have done. Make the call. Understand it will be required of you to get rid of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. Decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. And, okay, we've got a boner line.
Yeah.
I've got this story. It's kind of a long story about Jonathan Kamen. He's the one that the WAPO reporter had called out.
Felicia.
Yeah, Felicia, what's her name? Sunmez?
Yeah.
Sunmez. Mm-hmm. And I should find the story that someone sent me.
Bye, Felicia.
It was about her. That's not my phone. It was about her canceling the other two people.
Oh, who'd she cancel? Phone.
I got it. You know,
did she cancel Louis C.K., who got a standing ovation at a charity event last night?
Really?
Yeah, people are livid.
Ah.
What the?
And then I realized,
you got a standing ovation when I was there, too. I think I was standing, in fact.
Well, I was.
Canceled.
Sorry.
You know what the difference is? We paid for the tickets to go see him. This is a charity event, so you know.
It was a very good show.
People probably didn't expect to see him.
So what, are people not supposed to, are people not allowed to go and stand and cheer? You're supposed to act bummed out when you go?
Yeah, or you're supposed to boo them. The other person who's Twitter's trying to cancel right now is, do you know who Dua Lipa is?
Oh, yeah?
The singer?
Yes.
I only know her because I saw her on the Grammys the other night.
Oh, exactly. Okay, wait, I have to throw in, we should start insignificant Kobe Bryant trivia.
Yes.
Because it's getting that deep. Did you hear that T.I. has apologized to his daughter for the virginity tests every year?
Yeah.
Because Kobe's death has made him realize that
there's better fathers out there, because Kobe was the best father.
That being a girl dad is great, and he needs to trust her.
Nice.
Now, I just thought, how could Kobe Bryant's death give you, I mean, was he looking for attention or something? Because how does Kobe Bryant dying in a helicopter crash, you mean there was nothing else that could tell him that he should not have a virginity test for his daughter? Nothing else.
That's the power of Kobe.
Kobe!
Oh, boy.
Maybe T.I. just wants to take that mantle and run with it now.
He wants to be the girl dad?
He wants to be the best girl dad here on out.
Sounds like a pretty intense dad, but he says his son is 15 and he's nailing chicks all over the place and he's not even remotely upset about that.
Well, no, that's great when a boy does it.
Why didn't he get canceled? I'm just trying to make order of all this. I want everything to fit
there
nicely.
There is no order, man. It's the Mad Max world of Twitter.
Yes.
They want to cancel Dua Lipa, though, because she went to a strip club after the Grammys. And posted a picture.
What's wrong with that?
So fucking what?
Sexualizing women.
She's a woman.
But afterwards, they'll say they're feminists.
Isn't the Super Bowl?
Wait, who's
mad
consensual?
At her?
Who's mad at her?
Twitter. The hashtag Dua Lipa is over party started trending yesterday.
She's what?
Dua is over. Canceled.
Because she went to a strip club after the Grammys.
Yeah, because there was a video of her putting dollar bills in a phone.
Okay. Can I ask you something? Does this have to do with being right after the Grammys or because she went at all?
No, because she went at all and she was, seeing strippers, which I think a stripper is one of the most feminist forward jobs there is.
Trudy, are you confused by this?
I was just thinking the Super Bowl sexualizes and is going to on Sunday two people. Jennifer Lopez would demand being sexualized.
Yeah, they're
not going to go out there looking shitty. and
they've also
Shakira.
Strippers are coming from all over the world to the Super Bowl because it's stripper heaven.
I know, and getting great gigs and a great rate for that weekend. But I am confused.
Here's the video.
Is there any support for this coming down on her? Seriously?
The hashtag was trending, Drew.
Really?
Yes.
I'm stunned.
Those girls are enjoying their job. They're at work. That's what they do for a living. More power to them.
And that's their uniform, too.
Yeah.
Or not.
Sometimes when something like that becomes a thing, I just think, no, this is not a thing. This can't be a thing. It's got to be one person or something.
But it's not a thing.
Okay, let's go back to Felicia Somnez. It's a tough name. Tough on ears. Felicia Somnez has received an outpouring of support from colleagues. Is she really deserve an outpouring of support?
Well, that's the union.
An outpouring of... Who were aghast at her suspension from the Washington Post. She was suspended after tweets reflecting mixed emotions. No, they didn't reflect mixed emotions. They reflected, he's a rapist! Look at this now! He just crashed! I mean, there wasn't...
Just crashed!
There wasn't even adulation yet. Brian said, and while the media fusses and fumes over whether or not the suspension was justified, this is a classic case studying contemporary cancel culture. Somnez took the reins on calling people out for alleged misdeeds, and now she's being called out for her own. Goes without saying that she should not have received death threats on Twitter about her mixed emotions. There were mixed emotions. Mixed emotions. Why are we calling them mixed emotions? She should... Nothing is as I want it! Nothing! She shouldn't have had to live in such fear that she were...
Who wrote this?
Is she really in that much danger? And by the way, the people that she fucking cancels and all the other people canceled, they don't have the Washington Post behind them, you know,
no.
Supporting them, getting security. I guess they wanted security for her.
Well, what about that comedy club? They were getting death threats.
Yes.
They also called
they have the security at comedy clubs.
Well, they earned them by having Louis C.K., though. It's their fault.
Well, no, it's the other guy that Ari...
She didn't do anything wrong. Alicia Somnez didn't do anything wrong. She never lived in such fear that she retreated from her home to a hotel. All that is unacceptable, but in our age of cancellations and persistent moralistic vitriol, it's what a person can expect when they befoul the Twitter stream. Well, who thought of that?
The writer.
No, I mean the song. Is that you or Brandon?
Me.
Impressive, Brandon.
It is not. You, oh, man.
I mean, I wish we got to the hook a little sooner, but.
Mick Jagger has it up.
Don't let Brandon.
Fucking,
good
don't
job.
Let that fucking thing burp.
Nice messing that up. Brandon, come on. Stop messing with the audio, Brandon. What are you doing?
Somnez.
Info dump. Brandon, he has a podcast now.
Somnez probably should have known all this. She's been vocal about the necessity of removing men and women from their positions without the benefit of due process. This turn of events where the social media verse turns on her for a couple tweets wherein she expressed her personal view should not come as a surprise. She's one of the architects of the cancel culture. She was one of the first accusers of LA Times foreign correspondent Jonathan Kamen. That's the guy I'm talking about. Actually, she was the second accuser. I don't think there's any more. Sending a letter to the L.A. Times in which she described him as exhibiting problematic behavior. While they were both heavily intoxicated, by Sonmez's own admission, she writes, even though parts of the evening were consensual, while on the way, John escalated things in a way that crossed a line. She noted that the alcohol made it hard for her to remember, and Kamen has stated that he remembers it differently. Though she refuted the story, he lost his job, and like Sonmez, he was afforded no due process. Somnez is also the person behind two mobbings of women writers. She tried to get Caitlin Flanagan and Emily Yaffe fired from their positions at The Atlantic and Reason, respectively, for the high crime of criticizing her.
What?
Yep. Brett Kavanaugh was shamed by Somnez for his lighthearted speech to the Federalist Society in 2014, which he published along with excoriations against him and his college behaviors. She called him out for comments such as, always act as if your actions are public and you will make mistakes, sometimes big ones. Admit it, resolve not to do it again, and make sure you don't do it again. Apparently that's no good when you're going to end up in confirmation hearings before the Senate and a woman who you don't even remember ever meeting accuses you of raping her at a party you're pretty sure you didn't attend. Now it's Sonmez's job on the chopping block. No, it's not. There's no due process for stupid tweets. We know from years of this nonsense that apologies only to further public abrasions. It was interesting to listen to Jonathan Kamen talk about apologizing and what it did to him. And
it didn't work.
Yeah. He was told, don't refute it. If you start fighting, you're going to lose. So anyway, What they don't seem to understand is the plight of Felicia Sanmez is an abject lesson about cancel culture. She's done this to others. She's called the suspension of due process and termination of her own peers. Her voice has been loudly denounced. Those have been hit with allegations without evidence. She's helped
us. She even tried to attack me.
She's helped us to get used to the idea that accusations are enough to take you down.
Bye, Felicia.
And then the writer goes on to say everyone deserves a second chance or a proper first chance, an opportunity to clear their name, to shake off wrongful incriminations and proceed with life.
She's a low IQ individual.
So, yeah, I don't know who these female writers are. Apparently they ended up getting a ton of shit, though, for something they said about her. That's some criticism of her.
What thin skin.
She's a woman that's been very ineffective, other than she's got a big mouth.
So she's been reinstated, and she put out a message to her, Artie Barton. Is that the main editor?
Probably.
It's really annoying. You want to hear it?
Oh boy. Yeah, why not?
I believe the Washington Post readers and employees, including myself, deserve to hear from Marty Baron on the newspaper's handling of this matter.
Oh, so she's calling out someone else now.
Washington Post journalists endeavor to live up to the paper's mission statement, which states the newspaper shall... My suspension and Mr. Barron's email warning me that my tweets about a matter of public record were, quote, hurting this institution have unfortunately sown confusion about the depth of management's commitment to this goal of their mission statement.
So she's a big tattletale.
I hope the Washington Post newsroom leaders will not only prioritize their employees' safety in the face of threats of physical harm, but also ensure
that
no...
What about the people she wants to cancel? They get threats, too.
But also ensure that no journalist will be punished for speaking the truth. She wasn't punished. Well,
she got suspended. Briefly.
She was suspended. She's they reviewed it and said that the suspension wasn't valid, so you're back.
I thought her behavior, honestly, was she wanted everyone to know that she's right, that she did the right thing, and she didn't. That was not the right thing to do, to tweet that out at the moment. I'm not saying she should get death threats, but it was in bad taste. And then when people piled on her, she implied that they're all abusers.
Yeah.
In some way, and you can't tell me those 10,000 comments that there weren't some people saying, hey, I think your timing is really bad. I think it's in poor taste. No, the people didn't like her tweet. It's not that they're all abusive people who want to kill her. A lot of them just really thought it was in bad taste. Yep. And she piled them all together. They're all wrong. Everyone's wrong. I'm right.
Yep. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yep. She married by any chance?
To a woman? I don't know.
I just wonder. I mean,
she's pretty. I mean, are we allowed to say that?
She is. No. She's really smart.
She's great personality.
I was just wondering, you know,
she's how bossy too.
Being in an argument, if you're like her roommate or live with her in some way.
If you were her husband?
Possibly.
That would be a fun 48 hours of him pretending to be listening to what she's ranting about. Oh, no, you're right, honey. Oh, I can't believe they did that. That's terrible.
Yes, bitch, I heard you. I'm pretending like I didn't.
Oh, my God.
She does have a husband, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really out to completely judge her because, you know, she can complain about people criticizing her or Judge Kavanaugh's quote or anything. But if nobody jumps in the fray with her, it doesn't matter. I mean, part of me wants to blame her, but part of me doesn't want to blame her. It's sort of like blaming a millennial for living at home when they're 30.
Yeah, I want 35. Idiots to keep tweeting.
We'll come back to the story about Jonathan Kamen, but first, let me tell you, it's a new year, it's a new decade. It means it's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com to start something new. It's the Start Something New event. How fitting is that? During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or the 2020 Jeep Compass Limited All-Wheel Drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Is there a Stone song for everything? Are we learning
that? There always is. You know that.
It does seem that there's a Beatles or Stone song for everything. Lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, that is your lease turn-in headquarters. There it is. Got smacked that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kobe!
Yeah, the Start Something New event. Start me up. Start you up. They'll get you into a ride. Oh, any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments ready. No matter what kind of piece of shit you're turning in, you can give to Zot, and they will handle the awkward moment when they go, oh, God, here, we sold this guy a new car. We leased it. This is the piece of shit he left us. Here you go. See you. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com, and don't forget about Jim Bentley looking for a slump buster over at Zot Ford.
Yeah, do you get something special for being his slump buster?
That's a good idea.
Should.
You know?
To bring that up.
So Dr. Roche's office is all about tight ends. You know, it's a big game this weekend. Dr. Roche wants to help everybody tighten up everything, and they have 10% off all surgical procedures. You can get breast tight, face tight, get your back, your legs, everything tightened up, any broad surface where you've got troublesome fat. Body Tight helps out with that, or Zerona. They've got special deals on that now, so you can blow out all that wintertime blubber that you're carrying around. Also, they got a great line of CBD products.
What song is coming?
Pharmaceuticals.
What? You don't know?
As well.
I'm kind of confused.
Tighten Up, Black Keys.
Ah.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's the best.
It's, you know, when I thought of Tighten Up, I thought of Archie Bell and the Drells first, which is stupid. I should think of the Black Keys.
Yeah, I wanted to play that song too. I was glad you suggested that. 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche to find out how you can tighten it up. Or DRROCHE.com. To actually see things that have been tightened up at Dr. Roche's office.
Very nice.
Yeah. You can do it now.
You show a beat. Now look here. This is a number one song.
It was?
It was.
I don't know this song. That's why I did the Black Keys. I know when they actually say tighten up.
He was actually in Vietnam, and he was injured, and I believe he's in the hospital when it hit number one.
Really?
Wow.
So you can blip that all day.
But it's a fact!
Wow. What a cool story.
Okay, so if you go to mybookie.ag, look at these bets.
Yes, I actually have the answers.
Have you thought of your lock of the week yet?
Not only do I have a lock of the week, which will be the lock of the Super Bowl, but I also have a lock of all these fantastic prop bets that I just gave to you.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
You're a lock.
A lock.
On all of them?
Lock.
Why is Brandon so cocky?
I'm telling you, I'm about to win a whole bunch of money on your account.
Okay.
Again.
Fake.
Do it.
Yeah, these bets, you know, the problem is when the odds are really bad, you have to bet a lot of money to make a little money, and then I feel like something freaky could happen. This is really funny, though. Epstein didn't kill himself, signed to be shown during the broadcast, which it could happen.
No way.
That one is somebody an in the easy crowd. No, and it's a lock. No.
Wait, is the Super Bowl known for having signs? People.
John 3:16.
Yeah, but that's
if you're
kind
behind
of it.
If you're Rainbow behind man. The field goal thing for an extra point, your sign will be seen.
What are the odds?
Don't they search you before you go in there for signs and stuff? I mean,
you can make one in there though.
They have a graph section, Trudy. it's in crafts.
Yes is +400. No is -700. Yeah. So
wow,
those are terrible odds.
Will the winner of the Super Bowl attend the White House?
Yes, that's an easy one. Yeah. Yes, -500, yes.
Number of players carted off the field.
The over-under is 0.5. I'm going to go ahead and
half
say...
Half a guy?
Yeah.
Carted?
Carted. I'm going to say...
Carted, injured badly.
I'm going to say no.
No way.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay.
Lock.
Player to leave and not return due to concussion.
No.
No?
To concussion? Absolutely.
-150.
Yeah.
Or somewhere. Yes, it'll happen, +120.
No. Lock.
Number of women to claim sleeping with Jimmy Garoppolo during Super Bowl week.
Now, the over-under is one.
Or Garoppolo, I'm sorry.
It's a lock. Over one, and I'm going to have my wife tweet it out. Done. Boom.
Well, how do they track that?
I don't know, but it's a lock. Over one.
Okay.
Hmm. I haven't heard anyone talking about who sleeps with Jimmy Garoppolo this week.
Email,
myself.
Why don't you just tweet it, Brandon? Does it have to be a girl?
Star. Everybody knows that.
I know that.
Did you say number of women?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number of women to claim sleeping with Jimmy Garoppolo during Super Bowl week. He's a famously single quarterback. So, Will the game be delayed 15 plus minutes for any reason?
No.
No minus 1,500. Yes, plus 750.
1,500 to 750?
You're not exactly fair there.
Do you get much action on these?
I don't know. Will O.J. Simpson attend the game?
Oh,
no way.
No, minus 1,500.
What's yes? Plus 7?
Plus 750.
Okay.
But he'll definitely, you know, throw out a Twitter world message for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Will Kaepernick be mentioned during the Super Bowl live game?
No.
Yes. Commercials.
San Francisco's playing.
It's going to be a commercial.
Well, mentioned, does that count commercials? This is some of these bets always, and there's not being something a little complicated about them.
I mean,
I think they mean during the live game. Will the announcers?
Yeah.
Joe Buck?
Yes. You know why? Because San Francisco's playing in the game, and he was the last
quarterback. Oh, he was the last quarterback in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's a great point.
That's got to be a yes.
Yep. Okay, it's minus 130 for no. Yes is plus 100.
I'm going to say no.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good bet. You're saying no, Brandon?
I just have a feeling that the powers that be are going to say something like, I don't want to talk about that.
But what if they talk about the 49er stage. Quarterbacks in the Super Bowl?
Then they'll talk about Joe Montana.
It's possible.
Oh, what if there's a graphic? Oh, I think that's a yes all the way.
Are they going to have Jeff Garcia?
I don't think so.
Did he make? Did
By the way, J-Lo and Shakira at halftime. Did Colin Kaepernick approve their appearances at halftime?
I don't think he has to approve theirs because they're not African American.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they're minorities or people of color.
Not the but same. They, so they don't. Can't but they don't support everybody.
They don't support African Americans then.
Well, because last year wasn't the only one that was getting shit. Travis Scott.
Yes. It hasn't really stuck to him, has it? Main temperature, Miami temperature at kickoff. Over 71, plus 110. Under 71, minus 150.
This one's easy. Under 71. The high of the day is 71 in Miami for Sunday.
Oh, well.
That's the high of the day. So by the time it hits, 6:18 p.m., it's going to be under 71. Lock.
Shouldn't people be putting their life savings on that?
You goddamn right.
Trump to congratulate winning team on Twitter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, minus 500. No, plus 350.
Trump loves football.
Which team, though? Is he going to love most?
Will he congratulate the winner? It doesn't matter.
Look at the size of these guys.
I think he'll either congratulate the winner or he won't. I would think he would.
I bet you he's going to say something like, Patrick Mahomes.
We call him Young Tom Brady.
Now, did he know the Hunt family? Lamar Hunt or anything? Did he have any?
Trump? I don't think so. I don't know. He was the other league.
Yeah, I just wondered if there was any crossover. Because usually, he loves Kraft and...
Will a fan run on the field during the game? Yes, plus 650. No, minus 1,400. I can't remember the last time a fan ran on during a Super Bowl. Has it happened lately?
If it did, they'd ever show it. Why don't they show it? It's stupid. Everybody loves when Kevin Harlan...
Because that's what they want us. This young fan wants us to give them the attention, but we're not going... And then you always see the camera like showing the guy running around with six cops chasing him.
And then we have to watch...
Car chases and hockey fights. We want to see those things.
Well, you'll see them on Twitter. Amen. Because everybody pulls out their phone and records it.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but everybody loves it when Kevin Harlan does the play-by-play.
He is the best.
Of,
he
like,
really
streakers.
Is. Yeah. Is Dion Rich going to go to the game?
Dion Rich, he's the guy that's been snuck into every Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, that old man.
I assume he's still doing it.
San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hand.
Goofball.
Red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's
Kobe.
Banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40.
He's got good wheels.
Gone, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him.
Why is no one chasing him?
Somebody stop that
now,
man.
Here comes the blue gun.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes the blue gun.
Oh, they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Kevin Harlan's great.
You guys have seen Mike Curtis hit that fan, right?
Oh, the New
70.
England? Oh, yeah.
1970, I think it was Mike Curtis.
The
middle,
New England?
He was a middle linebacker for the Baltimore Colts, and a fan came on the field, and he just went,
line,
boom!
Oh, excellent.
Just wailed on
him. Oh, is there a replay of that?
Is this it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want...
Oh, yeah.
The guy took the ball, that's why.
Oh. That was a
And he just tackles
tackle.
Anyone who has the ball?
No, I think he was pissed. Oh. He felt that his fan was taking away his focus. But, nice. I wonder if that happened now, if the fan...
I think it happened recently.
Somebody tackled somebody?
Let me see if I can find it.
All right, in the meantime, I will...
Yeah, Oregon. A player from Oregon. Brandon, pull it up. Fan runs on the field, tackled by Oregon Ducks.
Was that Jessica Simpson on Ellen you had up there?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, yeah, I want to take a look at that, too.
Let's see.
This was just last year. Cyrus Habibi.
I thought this might have been the highlight of the
stupid
game.
I don't hear you.
Cyrus. Boom! Ooh.
There's a better angle from the other side. The crowd went apeshit, too, for him.
Over
yeah,
the tackle?
See? We love those.
Yeah.
It didn't look like Mike Curtis, but he tackled him.
So, real quick here. Super Bowl 50 what? Four?
Four.
I'm going to give you guys the lock of the week. It will be the Kansas City Chiefs -1.5 will defeat the San Francisco 49ers. I think that the 49ers should win the game. Kansas City is favored, but Patrick Mahomes, he's going to run up a storm. He's going to throw for 4 touchdowns, run for 7 more, and the Kansas City Chiefs are your lock of the week.
Lock of the week. You know how good San Francisco's defense is, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think Mahomes cares either. Brandon,
okay.
Do you like the over?
Do I like the over? Is it
45? Isn't
I
it?
Thought I saw 55.
Oh, is it 55?
Oh, it's
now?
Up to 55.
I can double check.
Okay.
I kind of like the over. These two teams, I could see over. Having a shootout, despite San Francisco's great defense. I don't care.
I don't know about a shootout. Of course, as soon as I heard the over was 45, I thought, well, they know more than I do, so it's not going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
It's funny how that goes. Let's look at Jessica Simpson on Ellen, which she today admitted that she was bombed.
I've seen her bombed on several things. She's bombed a lot.
Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
her book, she says she hasn't had a drink in I don't know how long, but she... The only thing she really copped to was being bombed on Ellen.
She's basically a disaster.
I've seen her on other programs.
She is a goofus.
Are you sure you're not pregnant? I heard that yes. You were pregnant.
Okay. How does she even get on television?
You're not pregnant. We got an IUD. Nothing going to get in that uterus.
Okay. I'm not touching that.
So, because it's been like 4 years since you've been here. The last time you were here, you were pregnant. Actually, the last two times you were pregnant. You only show up here when you're pregnant.
I know.
Yeah.
And so now, thank God.
You're not.
I have two beautiful children.
Yep.
And I'm not having
a that's
heard.
It. Yeah. Well, because
they're too cute.
They're too cute. You can't top that, right?
Yeah. No,
they're adorable.
You really can't top that.
One of them is a mermaid, it appears.
Yes. She just turned 5.
Yep.
My daughter.
And
May 1st.
And you had a mermaid party for her?
Mermaid party.
Does that mean you actually had people like in mermaid...
Silicone tails.
Really?
Yeah, no. They
how
had
many? How
manhandlers.
Does she seem that fucked up?
Yes.
They carry them?
Not called manhandlers.
No, but she looks
I think so.
No,
yeah, she does look drunk.
They be carried if they have
she's repeating right, everything Ellen says.
I know. That I picked up on right away.
Yeah, manhand.
Because they're literally like in the pool the
right.
whole time with
right.
the kids trying to teach them how to be mermaids.
Right.
She sounds messed up.
So that's like a service. You can call
oh, no,
and get their mermaids delivered to
the
house?
They have to be carried away.
So they carry him to the bathroom. They come
they
with
they pick him up and carry him.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
That cool.
Yeah, well, it's
not
it
cool.
Appears that it is. And so
I'll be fine.
She's a 6 on the Namath
okay.
meter.
The Nathometer?
The Nathometer.
Yes.
That's really good. Yeah, it should be the Namath meter or Hassel?
Not
both the Namath meter because we love what Joe did. I mean,
yeah.
It was a great.
Oh, you can't see that enough. That was just.
Yeah!
And you cannot argue with how bombed he was. Oh my God, was he bombed? He had
but
no
happy,
idea.
But
he
was so happy.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses
his L's
them.
Are great.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
Struggling.
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
I got to tell you. That is so honest, though. He doesn't give a crap about the game or what's going on. He doesn't care, does he?
No,
the team sucks.
No, he wants to kiss her.
Yeah, the team sucks. So at least he's being honest.
That's interesting because, you know, Nikki Glaser was going to come on today until she snubbed Trudy. I don't know what happened. I don't know what Trudy did wrong, but I think we'll get her back.
I think so, yeah. I think she has her radio show and she has a podcast and she's got all kinds of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. But she what
says
happened?
She says in her podcast she doesn't say no to things, so we'll see if that's true.
You guys got something
she's managed. How'd she manage to get no out to us then? Jeez. Anyway.
She got no out today.
I'll go ahead and give her a plug because I like her. She's at the Relic Music Theater February the 8th. And I was getting ready for her today, and so I'm listening to her podcast, mm-hmm. and I'm watching her Netflix special. And she's talking about how she always leads with her looks, that she feels that she's got to look bangable anywhere she goes.
Yes.
If she's at the bank, she's got to look bangable. And I've thought about that. I was like, I wonder how many women feel that way.
Oh, everybody.
I kind of thought so, but because with married women, I mean, married women, do they want to look bangable? Maybe they don't put it that way.
They want to feel bangable.
They want to look their best.
she ever a beauty queen?
But honestly, I've never heard anyone complain about being called a MILF.
No.
Because it's not an insult. It's just saying, oh, it's a mom that's still really hot.
Yeah.
Dude, your mom is hot.
Sure.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You got to stop cock blocking.
So right now, you're trying to look bangable.
Yeah. Totally. All times. I always try to, like, look, you know.
Bangable?
Hot.
Conscious of what the camera is going to show when we're...
I know the camera's... In. Oh, God. You missed the camera today. Thank God for you.
Yeah. Nikki, by the way, I mean, what did you listen to? What shows did you hear from her?
I watched Netflix, the Netflix special, and I listened to the podcast, the most recent podcast.
Yeah.
I watched her best of roast stuff, which
The best of roast thing is the funniest goddamn thing. Yeah.
She is just... fantastic. She has my God.
She does something where she does little segments in between, and she did a backstage roast synopsis about her encounter with Alec Baldwin and some other things. Mm. And it's pretty good.
She is on The Degenerates, too, which is a stand up series on Netflix, too. And so is Norton. Norton's is really good on here, but here's that part you were talking about.
Microphones on globally streaming platform services, but. I want a boyfriend. And oh, another rule, ladies, listen up. Second rule is look fuckable all the time. All the time. Look fuckable. I have to wear makeup all the time now. And I know you guys are like, oh no, Nikki, you're beautiful. And it's like, I know. Without makeup, I am a beautiful man. Without makeup, I look like a yoga instructor named Jesper. That's kind of my vibe. I can't risk going out without makeup. Are you joking me? I'm single. That's the thing. Whenever I throw my hair up in a bun, first of all, it's a man bun now. Like, men own buns. You guys have stolen the most fun, easy style from us. I can't wear my hair in a bun. The only safe style for a woman now when you wear your hair up is a high ponytail. Don't you dare take that from us. Don't you dare. I'm serious. Buns aren't safe anymore. Keep the high pone. If I ever wear a low pone, low pones have never been safe. When I wear a low pone without makeup, I look like Beethoven. That hasn't been mine for centuries. I swear to God, you have to wear makeup all the time. If you're single, do not leave the house without makeup. If I see a girl without makeup, I always am just like, oh my God, someone loves her. That is so, what is that like?
Yeah, her roast stuff was just so funny. And, yes. You know, Alec Baldwin, and she's like, what's her name? Ilaria? And Alec Baldwin says, Ilaria. And she says, oh, God, what a stupid name. Anyway, she says, does getting yelled at burn calories?
I think we polled hers after the Baldwin.
No, it was all that
Blake,
stuff.
You look like a black guy that got made by a printer running out of ink.
That's Blake Griffin she's talking about.
That's so apt.
Yeah. I want to play all our audio today because hopefully we'll have her back. But, you know, Rob Lowe, you put the statue in statutory rape. And I mean, it's just that piece of audio.
Kobe!
Best of roast is just stellar.
She's funny.
Yeah. She's really funny. No, Well, I admit I'm hard on female comics. A lot of times I just go, I know she's huge and everybody thinks she's funny. I don't think she's funny.
Amy Schumer?
I don't think she's funny. She doesn't
you think
me
she
laugh.
Was funny when she started, when she did her first
I
shows?
Tried to. Mark, everyone said she was funny, so I tried to go along with it, and then I left the program.
I didn't mind her. I don't know.
Oh, do you think she's funny?
No, I didn't mind her back then. I thought she was okay.
She was funny
on the,
at first,
on the
but
early roast, but then it's like fame ruined her when she became a social justice warrior. Kind of ruined.
Oh, that I didn't like. I never thought she was that funny. I mean, I thought she's quick. She's good at what she does. I think being a female comic is really hard. I don't know why, but you know, Adam Carolla got all this shit because he gave an interview where they asked him at the end, you know, who's better, male or female comics? And he said, oh, men. Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't say 99 to 1. I just said if I, you know, have to pick, I got more male comics that I really like versus female comics. And I think, I don't know, Trudy, what do you think?
Because the patriarchy's kept him down.
Well, I mean, I love the Podfather, of course. Devotee of Adam Carolla, and I believe in what he says. And he's right. And I, you know, I mean, when I listen to the comedy channels, I turn most of those female comics off.
Now, I know
they're not funny to me. There are a few.
You don't like her voice, Michelle Wolf, but Trudy, do you like Michelle Wolf?
I do. I think she's funny, but yeah, her voice.
She's got a crazy voice.
I'll give a thumbs down.
I love Sarah Silverman.
I thought her news.
I absolutely love Sarah
Cummings.
Whitney Cummings is really good.
Whitney Cummings is
great. Some Michelle Wolf. I want to.
Is coming, actually.
Here. Let me find
Whitney
her
Cummings
news,
is coming?
She's coming.
She seems like I like her as a person. I've heard her interviewed, and I thought she sounded like. I thought she's cool, but I don't know her comedy that well.
Let me find Michelle Wolf's new one.
Michelle Wolf sounded really snobby to me. I don't know why. That's what's coming to my brain right now, but if I hear her, maybe I'll think otherwise.
I feel like your brain is affected by the timbre of her voice somewhat.
I think so, too.
It could be. That counts.
That can really set somebody off, you know, somebody's voice. Yeah. I used to hate Axl Rose's voice.
And Fran Drescher.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher. Oh, my God.
See, I'm just going to jump into Michelle Wolf. I honestly have no idea where we're at.
Better to just jump in.
Okay.
Lesbians, they were baffled. They were like, no, it's two ends. It's not structurally sound. Believe me, I'm an engineer. Are there gay men here? That sounds about right. I learned this about myself recently. I hate gay men. Not because of anything you do sexually. Very on board with that. Quite impressed. I half tried it once, and not for me. But way to power through.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
And it's crazy because we really only talk about big penises and little penises. We don't talk about what I think is the worst penis out there. The skinny penis. The wisp of wind. The ghost.
I Trudy's not
part
laughing.
Of this on us women. I don't think we talk about it because we're worried men are going to be like, I don't have a skinny penis. You just have a giant vagina.
Aha. Ellie Wong. I think she's hilarious. She's a good female comic.
I like Nikki Glaser. That's all I know. Yeah. And I don't like many female comics. And I feel bad about it. I feel like it's some failing in me.
I think you're a complete person.
Do you like
Bohemian though, Drew?
I needed that, Trudy.
Do you like Leslie Jones?
Not particularly.
No. Sorry.
I've heard her stand up too.
I haven't seen her new stand up.
Hey, Leslie, put a sock in it.
Leslie Jones, and I've seen her do stuff that's funny on SNL, but then I feel like she's one of the people that you're just supposed to say you like, whether you like her or not.
Yeah. Hmm. Right. And Tiffany Haddish.
Okay, Tiffany Haddish. I don't know much about Tiffany Haddish, but all I know is when she fucked up her New Year's Eve gig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
She got drunk.
Yep.
And these people paid a lot of money, and she went out and she completely fucked it up.
Yeah.
And I was stunned at all the people that said, hey, and once in a while you bomb. It happens. Shit happens. Because they're like, no, she was drunk.
Yeah.
She was bombed. It's not like her material bombed. And it was a big nothing, and not that I want her, you know, I don't want her put on the stake or something for it, but...
I do think she said something about that later and kind of apologized, but, you know...
Yeah, she apologized.
Yeah, Chappelle.
Yeah, I think she apologized. I don't want to put in jail for life or anything.
That's right, lock her up.
It bothered me that people were making excuses for her saying that, oh, everybody bombs on swell, because she didn't bomb, she was bombed. And that's irresponsible.
Dave Chappelle did the exact same thing... But he made comedy out of the explanation for why that happened and the apology.
That's right. Lock her up.
It was right here.
He got bombed?
In Detroit. In Detroit.
Is that the show that just completely got away from him?
Yeah. He said he was sitting around. He was smoking with Snoop, I think. And he took one, you know, and he realized his mistake at that point. There was no going back.
Oh, boy.
I know who you like, Drew. You like Hannah Gadsby. Oh. What? You don't?
I personally, you know, I guess just the people.
She's got words to say.
No, I don't like Hannah Gadsby, and I don't.
I don't know anyone that
either.
Does.
I don't hate her or anything like that.
I don't
that.
Know anyone that likes her.
Today, so much of this stuff it just falls in the same category. I'm really I'm ready to move on. I'm ready for the world to move on and start getting things right. That's why I'm having trouble. Nothing's in order these days. Shanna Jenkins goes on GMA.
Oh,
wow. Aaron Hernandez's fiance. Did they eventually marry, or is she still the fiance?
I don't think they married, no.
Okay. It doesn't matter because she has his kid. So anyway, she goes on, and I'm thinking, oh, Shanna Jenkins. And then as soon as she started talking, I realized, why do we want to hear from Shanna Jenkins?
Who interviewed her?
Amy Robach.
Oh.
Who, by the way, I was really disappointed with her interview.
Yep. Really? Yep.
Because, she, first of all, Shanna Jenkins says she believes he was innocent. And at that point, it would be impossible. It would be so hard for me not to say, oh, come on. Are you really? You love him so much, you've ignored all of this evidence in every shooting?
Didn't she
take the trash out?
Didn't she say her, it wasn't her reasoning believing it was because you just don't give up on a person? Which,
yeah, that's what she said.
That's not a reason for believing.
And also, I think if I talked to her, I would really want to discuss the fact that she fucking lied under oath.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, I didn't know what was in the bag. I don't know what dumpster I dropped. And it's like, wait, your husband's being, or your fiance's being accused of murder, and you just, none of this stuff, you know, taking something out to the garbage that your husband would never ask you to do. None of that rings a bell anymore. But,
and that right there explains why Amy Robach talked to her, and she would never do an interview with someone that asks real questions.
Who would that be on Good Morning America?
Nobody.
Nobody.
You're right.
No one.
It's
no
a stray.
It's not. No. Also,
Robin.
Amy Robach said that the phone calls from prison made you feel like you knew him in a way that you didn't. Like, in other words, we're all so redeemed by his phone calls from prison. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? He's joking about a Smith & Wesson sponsorship. Yeah. He's telling Shanna to fuck off because she's got an attitude because there was a search warrant that day. And she's like, he's like, what's with the attitude? And she goes, there's been search warrant people all over the house today. And he's like, okay, cool. Unless you're going to put the baby on, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And she's like, what the fuck? You caused this. That's why I'm pissed.
And he's mean to his mom.
And then, his mom, yeah. Well, first of all, I felt bad for him that his mom asked, can I have $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
All I need is $1 million. If you just give me, I know you're making $40 million in this country, just give me $1 million and that pays for everything I've ever done for you. But I still thought it was crazy that he was, you know, basically telling his mom it was her fault that he was in there. I thought that was insane. I thought you'd think he'd be apologizing for that. Nice. But anyway.
I did like Robach's one question here coming up. This is where she's talking about
the
phone calls.
Were you approached by the documentarians to participate in this series?
I was approached.
They offered compensation for my participation. I wanted to leave it in the past and let my daughter grow without her having.
Then why are you on GMA if you wanted to leave it in the past?
Okay, your daughter is going to know all of this shit.
Yeah.
You being in the documentary defending him, which is crazy, but, I mean, that's not going to change your daughter's future view of things. So I don't really know. I feel sorry for her. She didn't kill anyone. I mean, honestly,
she did help, though.
She did perjure herself, and she's also
an accessory.
She also blew off her sister, and I thought was the shittiest thing.
Yeah,
is that her sister's soon to be husband is murdered by her man, and now she and her sister aren't friends because her sister's kind of mad at Aaron.
Yeah. I feel bad for this kid.
You know. I'd be kind of mad at Aaron if I were her,
she
too.
She might be.
This whole thing about, you know, I'll never give up on you. I never gave up on... It's like, how many people does he have to kill? I mean, he should give up on people at some point, shouldn't you? Shouldn't you, by rights? He shot... How many shootings is he involved in? One, two, three, four.
Four separate ones.
Four shootings.
Two of them are double shootings.
When you shoot... people, you're involved in four separate shootings. If it's just one, it's like, I really, his temper just got out of hand. But four times shooting people, I think it's time to give up on that person.
Things are a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, he was alive for 17 years without shooting anyone, and then in the next 9 years, he has involved in four shootings, and not to mention a lot of
I got to say, aside from all that, though, pretty good father. Hashtag girl dad. He loved that baby. Hashtag girl dad.
Of course he loved the baby.
He's a great father. Ugh. He passed it around to his murder accomplices.
And he did love her. He did love her a lot. Yeah. She stuck with him. In fact, he even said this.
She was actually the first person I felt comfortable enough around to let eat out my butt.
So
well,
they
not
had
his daughter,
a close Cheyenne, relationship.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, that so she talks about, you know, not being in the documentary and accepting compensation. And then they cut to Roebuck interviewing Jose Baez, who was in the documentary.
Yeah.
Happily accepted compensation.
Yep.
But then
and then complains
like
about
then
it.
He regrets it. Because they made
not.
Well, no, because this is what's funny.
I have
funny.
A really hard time believing him, to be
what?
Honest.
What? Why?
He still defends him. Jose Baez will tell you he didn't kill anyone.
Well, yeah, just like Juice didn't.
Right.
But it's really interesting because they're taking this angle now of, I guess, to get sympathy for Aaron Hernandez because he was outed and everyone's talking about his sexuality.
He was
no
outed.
One,
he
no
one has the three right to, people.
No one has the right to talk about his sexuality. And I'm thinking back on the documentary and I'm like, the only people talking about the sexuality are the people that got it on with him.
Okay, can we just like put this in proper perspective? When you are running around murdering people, we want to understand what made you murder all those people. That seemed really extreme. Yeah. And the fact that this guy was a 280-pound super stud tight end who played in the most macho sport there is and happened to be sexually attracted to men is that's an inner struggle that he did not want anyone to know. And in fact, he may have shot at least one person because he thought they were going to reveal that. So it's absolutely... Relevant. I mean, so like, oh my God, they outed Aaron Hernandez.
I feel
first
like
of all, Aaron Hernandez, fuck Aaron Hernandez. He killed three people. Why are you so worried about him?
Great father. Well, I think. Because...
Oh, and by the way, she also said, "I was upset that that they allowed a minor's voice on the special because you can hear the daughter in the background on one of the phone
what?
Calls." Oh my God,
she's the one that put her on the phone.
What?
But I think
because
Baez was also bitching about, you know, they want to blame it because he was gay and all this. It's like, no,
he's just blaming it on that.
He didn't watch the documentary, though, because they don't answer the question. They bring up the CTE that Baez always wants to bring up. Because I think the CTE is probably the main reason he acted that way.
Honestly, until that documentary came out.
Daddy issues.
Well, that too. I don't all of it. The answer is all of it.
I don't think there was... There should have been more discussion of his sexuality before it came up in the Netflix documentary because I think, first of all, it would do a service to people who are doing super macho, heterosexually typical things like playing football, basketball, I don't know, rugby, anything, who are gay, for them to say, you know what, I'm gay too, and it is really hard, and maybe they would get some sympathy for that. I mean, this guy happens to have committed some crime, so are we trying to protect... his gayness because he did something bad? I mean, I'm really confused by this.
I don't know. I'm laughing, though, because you make the point that, yeah, there's probably people that are athletes that are gay that are
closeted. There are. Of course there are.
To that point, I'm thinking about Cheer on Netflix. I'm like, are any of those guys straight?
What show?
Cheer. The cheerleading show on Netflix. Yeah. You've seen some of them.
Yeah, I watched the first episode and a half, I think.
I'm sure some of them are straight. I'm just trying to think of the, you know, the... opposite of the Aaron Hernandez and
he did want to be a cheerleader.
Yeah, he should have been. He should have gone to Navarro College.
But his dad would not.
It could have been different. Yeah. God, what a stud cheerleader he would have been.
He would have been great. He would have been a great stunter. I don't know if he'd be a good tumbler, Drew.
He'd be a rock at the bottom of that pyramid.
Better than Jerry.
So yeah,
I hope there's like four people out there that have seen it because it's pretty
it's very popular, actually.
It's well done. It's incredibly entertaining. I like Lexi.
The Circle is very popular, too. That's a social media game, which I guess I was enjoying it. I stopped watching it. Maybe I'll go back to it. But
I already know who won, though.
Oh, you do? See, I don't know who won yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What else? Did we mention at all yesterday that Selena Gomez is saying she was emotionally abused by Justin Bieber?
Oh, I don't know if you did yesterday.
I'm not sure we did, but yeah, that's part of her coming back.
Album selling ploy.
Narking.
Yes, that too, Trudy. Very good. So I don't
it's
know
Justin
if
Bieber.
The funny thing is, she could say that Justin Bieber beat the shit out of her, and the believers won't care.
No,
because this whole thing about having someone's back, which I feel like that comment, oh, I support so-and-so, I've got your back. It seems like that's become just so normal and routine now that it's almost like a cult.
Right.
Like, I don't care what you do, I've got your back. I don't care if you shoot up that mall, I've got your back.
And for the record, we do have Ashley F., Dan Leach, Rod Beers, Lily Masway, Sean Zabrowski, and the Bunny Ranch is back.
So. We have a lot of backs. We've got
that
a few
said.
Backs. I think we're selective about whose backs we have. Did you mention Dan Leach? Was he in there?
Of course.
Okay.
What did Bieber do to her? Or what did
I
she
don't
say?
Know.
He was emotionally
That's
abused.
It. That's all she said. No
you know, I have to be honest, though. First of all.
It's like, you're ugly today or something
I
like
could,
that.
For some reason, I could believe it.
The Beliebers.
Really could.
They are a cult. They will never accept that and say, oh, my God, that's terrible. And to think I like his music, that's not going to happen. Because it's like these people are like cults now. Like, I mean, honestly, don't you see it with Kobe to some degree? We're not knocking him.
Kobe!
Saying.
No,
I think that's just fandom, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty extreme, though. I mean, going to the Staples Center.
I know, those people. Like,
chanting R.I.P. Kobe.
They
and
have anything going on.
Well, you know,
I did see Shaq showed up at the Staples Center.
wait till you see the service because they're talking about having it at the Coliseum, which holds what 100,000 people. If that Coliseum's full, I think you know we'll get a pretty good indication. It's and I'm not criticizing his fans. I'm just saying, generally, this worship of people is just. I mean,
is there anybody that you would do that for? I can't think of anyone.
I don't know. I would not. Okay, if Paul McCartney dies, I don't want to go to this funeral.
What if he died? What if he?
He's not going to be there.
What if it's in Detroit?
It'd just be a hassle.
No, I'm not that kind of person.
No, I think most people aren't.
Maybe I don't understand that kind of person. You know, when Michael Jackson, you know, all the people went to the hospital. That was a big mob scene, and you know, I don't understand that. And these people, the Michael Jackson people who go around, literally on my Twitter. When I said something about Michael Jackson that somebody didn't like, I mean, they just whammo. They just came after me.
Let's say you're in Chicago for a weekend and Gail Sayers dies. And
I'm not going anywhere.
The memorial service is in the, hotel lobby where you're staying. I don't know. It's in the bathroom and you have to take a dump.
Depends on what's on pay-per-view. I watch Brian Song to remember him.
I can't think of any... anybody I would do that for. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad person.
No,
maybe I'm just
not,
busy.
But, you know, this is not someone you know. And it's not something those people know. And it's very, I got to say, this week's been fascinating. And,
I think the one that baffles me the most is all the people that showed up for XXXTentacion's memorial service. I just learned about this guy last week.
Oh my God!
There are all these people.
Great guy,
and he is the worst.
Guy,
just the worst. There's a doc, by the way, on Lil Peep.
Oh, there is.
There is. Yeah, it's on. Is it Apple TV? Maybe.
Oh you see what's coming to Apple TV in like 2 months?
What?
The Beastie Boys documentary.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did see.
The trailer just dropped.
I can't wait to watch it with Charlotte. She's become the biggest Beastie Boy fan. It's wonderful.
Does it look? Did they cooperate with us?
Yeah, it's so Spike Jones is doing it, and he directed the Sabotage video. He's done a couple videos for him, and it's really I think it looks like it's a live show where Mike D and Adam Ad Rock are sitting there going over videos and telling stories, kind of like the book.
Okay,
but I don't know. I mean, I'm a big fan.
Story that I got to tell about three bad brothers that you know so well. It started way back in history with Ad Rock,
MCA,
and me, Mike D.
Yeah, see, there they are in front of the crowd.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
The Beastie Boys.
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 Charlotte really started getting into them a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I told you the story or not, but she was at home with Julie, and she demanded to know. She really wants to know who each guy is and like everything
Charlotte.
About them. I've been reading the Beastie Boy book to her at night.
Oh, great.
In lieu of her books.
I think it
takes a lot of editing.
It's definitely age appropriate.
So she goes, she's like, Mama, what are their names and how old are they? And she's like, I don't know. And so she's telling, you know, they look it up or they talk to Google. And then she goes, she tells Charlotte that MCA is dead. And her first thing was, you have to call Dad and let him know. She goes, well, your dad knows he died. He died a few years ago. What? he didn't tell me. She was very upset that I didn't tell her that MCA was dead.
That is my daddy for the nation.
And so Julie said, well,
she sounds so much like Sammy. I know. She really does.
So Julie told her, he goes, well, your dad probably didn't tell you he was dead. He wanted to upset you about that. And her answer was, why would that upset me? I don't even know him.
Well, that's so good thinking.
It kind of goes along with the whole going to a memorial for someone. You don't know him.
See, Charlotte's on the same page.
I know. She's been raised well.
That is my daddy for the nation.
And you FaceTime with her today.
I did. Charlotte will not talk to me under any circumstances.
But she talked to Layla on FaceTime.
She did. Okay, Jonathan Kamen, it's kind of a long story, so we'll break up with the boner line somewhere in the middle here. He is a journalist, and he lost everything. He lost his book deal. He lost two jobs. He was a 9-year bureau chief in China. And his story was interesting. I listened to it on a podcast today, which I'll have to get the name of before we're done. Anyway, he studied Chinese, and he was fascinated with China. He moved to China on a grant.
He got out at the right time.
Moved to Beijing in 2009. Yeah, China's rocking in here. Everything is terrible over here. He did internships with the New York Times, with the LA Times. He lived on barely any money at all, like $300 a month. He lived in a tiny room. He said he ate very cheap meals. He just struggled and scavenged and got by. And then he got a job as a reporter for The Guardian in 2012. So, you know, this is like, oh, man, I got it made. He becomes the Asia correspondent for the LA Times in 2015. And then he's the Beijing, he's made the Beijing bureau chief somewhere in there, which is a good job with benefits. And I think it's also from the LA Times. So things are going really well. 2017, he's elected president of the foreign correspondents. And he got a book deal in September 2017 also, writing about American pilots in World War II. So he also, somewhere in there, let's see, was it 2017? He met a girl named Charlotte, who he fell in love with, who he wants to start a family with. And that was what he wanted to do. He's like, I've got a great job. I'm doing what I want to do. You know, he sounded like a really happy guy. In fact, he said when he became depressed after he got Me Too'd, that he'd never been depressed before. Oh. He was just a happy-go-lucky, not go-lucky. He fought for everything. You know, to make a career in journalism is really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard. So, you know, you got to hand that to him.
Not anymore. Just have to have a Twitter handle.
Well, but no, to make money at it, I know. To make a living, it's pretty tough. So anyway, he kind of goes backwards from there to Laura Tucker, who he knew in 2012 and 2013. And when Jonathan got his job, I mean, when he got a real job, he realized that, you know, he was so out of shape, quote unquote, relationship-wise, because he had no money. Mm. He lived in this one room, that he decided, you know, I got to do something to up my game. So he started working out. He said, you know, he was able to buy some clothes. He started making more friends. He decided, I'm going to go out there. And, you know, for some people, this sounds really stupid. But I understand, you know, some people, it just doesn't come easy. Sure. And so he made an effort to do that. And sure enough,
you're looking good. You've been working out?
He starts meeting women. And he rooms with this girl named Laura Tucker, who was a very close friend of his. Then he moved out because he got his own place. And then later in 2013, and he acknowledged that, you know, at this time he was partying with a bunch of friends and they would get drunk and it was kind of promiscuous. There's a lot of hooking up and stuff. As, you know, he's 25.
Yeah. And that's he's what 25-year-olds do.
Cool job in China. Mm-hmm. So anyway, in 2013, he hooks up with Laura, his former roommate. And he said that, you know, in his world, he regretted it and he felt she regretted it. But they remained because they were friends.
Just a one-night thing, one-time thing hookup?
One-time thing. Okay, one-time thing.
Over a time period.
But they, I think he said they went out a couple nights later and, you know, and they hung out and they remained friends and everything seemed cool. And then in January of 2018, he gets a notification on Twitter.
Oh, I want you two to kiss each other.
From Laura Tucker at Jonathan Kamen. Uh-oh. And it was a Me Too thing.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
And so she says, let's see. Okay, he said that they were dancing and that for some reason they kissed on the dance floor.
Well, it's because that guy asked him to.
She invited her.
I want you two to kiss each other.
She invited him back to her place, which had been his place because he lived with her. And he said they started kissing, taking their clothes off. And then he said she hesitated. And at that point, he offered to leave because he felt kind of, it was just all kind of awkward. But then he said suddenly she came over to him and started kissing him. And he said he thought, oh, it's on again. He asked if she had a condom. She did. They had sex. So she said that she had had pangs of regret. And in her Me Too tweet, she said that she placed his satisfaction above herself and that she felt gross for doing it.
Don't be a people pleaser then.
This is a tweet she put out?
Yes.
Okay. That's insensitive. Is that the place to, and she named him?
Yes, she named him. Absolutely.
And tagged him. That's even worse.
And he said, too, that you know, after this evening happened, that she had emailed him. And he had apologized, but he swears, he said, we remained friends for a long time. And he said, I didn't think she held anything against me. But she posted the story, and she said that his, what did she say? His whining, it just made it sound like, he was like, oh, come on. You know, just, she said he was pouting and pressuring her, and that she gave in. Whereas he said he thought she was enthusiastic. And he said, if he knew that she just did not feel right about this, that he said he has no desire to have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with him.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, there are people like Harvey Weinstein.
That's most people, yeah.
Harvey Weinstein, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care a shit.
No, he does not care.
He'll pull the tampon out of you. Well, we learned that yesterday. I don't know.
He also said that.
It's true. It's a fact.
He said, had he really, you know,
then he
sensed...
performed aggressive oral sex. Just saying, that was the rest of it. Next,
what after?
Oh, I don't know, Trudy. He's a creep.
We have to use the word aggressive.
That was the testimony of the woman. I listen to women.
Anyway, he said that he would not even. He said I couldn't even get off if I thought the other person was if it was non-consensual. It would be a big turnoff to him. So when this tweet comes out, he apologizes publicly. But the tweets are going viral, and you know it just once it starts.
You're
he said it was like, oh my god, you know, and people, you know, you suck, and you know how to kill you, and you know the usual routine. Mm. Well, they asked him to resign from his job, and
who asked him? The Los Angeles Times?
I think the bureau in China, really? I believe, asked him to resign. Well, he was really shocked. He said this is 5 years later. He was absolutely just like stunned that she was still upset about it. And he said he felt it was probably similar to the Aziz Ansari thing,
yeah,
where there was just, you know, we saw it differently. So anyway, at this point, he's terrified.
Do you think that was her goal? Or do you think
I don't know.
She's trying to tell the story? I mean, it's pretty... pretty stupid, pretty dumb
I'm not,
to include his name. But
I'm not blaming her yet.
No,
I'm
just curious.
The only thing I don't like is that once you tweet out Me Too at this person, it's like, they're over.
Yeah.
They're done, which, yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, so why not tell the story without doxing someone?
Yeah, I don't, it's really hard when you're on the outside of these things. And I've heard of people who've had an instance like that where... you know, somebody regretted it, or both people are, oh, I can't fucking believe I did that, or, you know. But usually the people, they sort of sense that, you know, I wouldn't have done that if I was drunk, but I still, you know, I guess I'm responsible for it.
I just wonder if she didn't think of what was going to happen, because he's not terrible. He doesn't have much power over people. He's just a writer, bureau chief, or a...
No, he was not her boss.
Yeah.
He was not her boss. They worked in different fields. But her main point was that she put his satisfaction ahead of herself. And he says that, you know, first of all, I didn't know that. But second of all, you know, a lot of guys that defend him said, well, that's consent. Yeah. It's not the consent that people want, but it is consent.
Yeah.
So anyway, he just remained humiliated, felt terrible. He stopped drinking, went to a therapist, got very, very depressed, which I said he'd never been depressed before. He went home to work on his book because he still had this book deal, but he was still very depressed. And then Felicia Sanmez throws herself into the fray, the Washington Post writer. She's 4 years older. He said she was more established. She was a good friend, too. And these people, they all kind of know each other because they're, you know, Americans. And I guess she was in China, I guess, at some point.
Was.
So, yeah, she was a foreign correspondent. And there was a party at the embassy compound. And he said everybody's letting loose. The group went to a karaoke club, got drunk. And he said Felicia made out with him. And then she drove him home on her scooter, and he said, and she has acknowledged too that she was bummed, and that, you know, obviously she should have been driving.
They follow you. They chase us on the scooter.
Her memory was hazy, but she made it sound like he did something terribly wrong. She said that he groped her on the scooter. Well, he doesn't remember that at all. And he says that they got to his place and they started playing around.
He's probably just holding on to her.
Right.
A scooter in Beijing.
He said they got to his place and they started messing around outside. And she had said something like, I don't want to do it like this. Like, as an outside, like, this is not cool. And he said he thought she wanted to go upstairs to his apartment. And they did. And she says that she wanted to go to his apartment because she thinks she wanted a glass of water or she wanted to lie down for a minute, or, you know, I'm just telling you what he said. She said, well, the next day she apologized for driving drunk and he apologized for escalating things outside, which he thought was embarrassing, that he should have just invited her inside from the beginning. And, she emailed him. This is a long time after. She emailed him after Laura, the first girl, had accused him and named him and said something to the effect that, she responded to Laura's tweet and said, oh, he got off easy. Okay. Now, I don't know what that means. Does she mean he should have been charged with rape?
Or lost his job?
Yeah, and I think he was really surprised by that. Like, oh, my God, I would have thought she would have, you know, she didn't know Laura. She knew him. So anyway,
what a weird thing to tweet.
I thought so too, because he lost his job.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's see. So that now he's in this quandary of, you know, should he say he behaved badly or he regretted something or, you know, apologize? And he felt that he had to talk to an attorney about it. He talked to an attorney who said, look, if you say you behave badly,
yeah, you're opening yourself up.
You're opening yourself up to legal liability that could go on for a long, long time. And he said, and he felt that if he pushed back at all, he said, if I even push back at all, he said, I'm just going to get wailed on.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
So
work for that guy.
Felicia sends this long email to the Foreign Correspondents Club about their night and said that, you know, it was non-consensual and that she did say she was too drunk to know if it was rape or not. I mean, there were some statements she made that were like, so, I mean, I just think in a court of law, she probably wouldn't have done very well.
Yeah, regret doesn't count. I mean, that legally doesn't.
Well, again, this is his, you know, he's kind of speaking for both sides. Although the person doing the podcast, I believe they knew the story. So he mentioned that one thing that someone said when this thing went viral, because one of the journalists at the Foreign Correspondents Club did an article about it, and then it just became, and he still was doing work with the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah.
So the Los Angeles Times felt, well, this thing's going so viral, we have to do an article on it. So they did an article on it, and then it was like, you know, then it just blew up. And he said, you know, I can't believe this night in China is now like world news, and it's everywhere. And
China,
he was referring to some of the things people had said when this was going on. Like, someone had said anyone who supported him after Laura's accusation should be investigated. And I'm like, what does that mean? These are just people saying words on Twitter. I mean, what the fuck? Anyway, the LA Times suspended him immediately, and they did their article. It got picked up everywhere. They asked him
where's the due process in that?
I know. They asked him for comment, and that's, again, where he was in this terrible mess. because he knew he was guilty already, and so he just said he was. I think he just said he was sorry, pretty much. But he went home to his parents. He went home to stay with his parents because he said,
"I'm sorry."
At this point, he considered it. He thought, you know what? I thought I was just a good guy, and I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. And he felt that he'd lost everything. He lost his book deal, lost his job. He said,
lost
he
said, his book deal too.
He lost his book deal. And he said, everyone thinks I'm this horrible person. He said, I feel like my life's over. And at that point, he got so depressed. He said his parents really wouldn't let him go anywhere. They thought he was suicidal, and they really wanted to keep an eye on him. And he said he had friends and colleagues and all kinds of people that would call him every single day. This went on for months because he was so depressed, and he was just, you know, basically sobbing on the phone to people all day. He just felt so shitty, and he also lost his income. He said he's lost $180,000 between his job and I think his.
I wonder if that punishment's good enough for Felicia Sandman, since the first one wasn't.
I don't know. Good question. Anyway, he said that he felt his identity has been murdered, and that he had a shot at a good life. And he said I would go through these times where I go, I really did have a shot at a good life. I worked so hard. I got those jobs. I got this book deal, and I ruined it. And he really was hard on himself, but through a lot of things, one being mostly family and friends, you know, who, like he said, called every day. His girlfriend Charlotte, he says, saved his life. Getting help from a therapist. He's on Prozac, Wellbutrin. He's on Prozac, Wellbutrin, and Klonopin. And this is not someone who is a manic depressive or has a big history of depression in his family. This is someone who has got an event-related, you know, depression that is really, really deep. And anyway, he did say the medication is helping him, but he's still trying to understand, you know, what did I do?
What hit him?
Did I deserve this? And, you know, what's happened to him? And it was, I mean, just honestly, I was left with, God, you know, I want to feel bad for this guy, but am I an asshole for feeling bad for him? It's like, I'm not going to post anything. I'm not going to say shit. No. I'm not going to say anything. I don't get mixed up in this garbage.
You got to be careful, man.
So, but the whole business of due process is, you know, which how many times you hear, it's a race to judgment.
Yeah.
You know, when it's somebody who, like Aaron Hernandez or O.J. Simpson or.
Yeah. You got to take a cue from people nowadays. The best way to make a move, you know.
All right. Well, we've come to that juncture in the evening where a move of some kind is either required or expected.
I agree.
You agree.
Kobe!
That's good. That's good. That's now. Good. Given the current climate, I would like to ask you a series of questions to determine how comfortable you are with physical contact as it progresses.
So making
all right,
fun
that sounds fair.
I'd like to begin by taking my right hand and place it on your right shoulder. Would that be acceptable?
That is acceptable, yes.
There lies a problem because people don't do this.
Yes.
You can't do
now
this.
I'd like to take this left
this
hand.
Doesn't, all right, that's enough.
Kind of ruins the mood, doesn't it?
It doesn't work. It just makes a big, you know, joke out of everything. And
I really feel like the other party in this situation didn't take responsibility for themselves.
No, they didn't.
I really feel
and
like
they were,
that's part of it as well, and you need to.
I think if there's something he feels like that they did wrong, it was all the drinking. He said he was, you know, this karaoke thing was a drunk fest. Everyone was bombed. And
isn't that how people get laid a lot?
Yeah, it's how people get laid a lot.
And just because you regret somebody who's now stumbled into your team photo.
Well, it's really weird. Let's just take
ruin their life.
Yeah, he did not, like, they didn't have physical harm done to them. They didn't, you know, go get rape kits. I'm not saying that necessarily means you didn't get raped. I'm just saying, you know, he wasn't their boss. There wasn't any physical fight or forcing them to. They succumbed to him, yet both said they didn't want to succumb to him.
He pouted, though. So
yeah, his pouting and his whining, I guess. I know, it's a really...
Does
I tell
work?
You, it was a...
Right there.
I wouldn't.
But you're at liberty to say,
no,
I'm not into that right now. Just like the woman in, you know, with Larry David.
You would think.
Yeah, you can say no.
I mean, it's not like he was, you know, blocking the door and he was laying in bed, according to her description. I don't know.
It's yeah, weird. It's weird. It's a strange.
I mean, there's obviously she feels gross about it and she hates it. You don't have to. Why do you have to name him? Why do you have to name him? Think about your actions and what it's going to do to the guy.
I don't know. I felt like Felicia Sanmez was not happy that she'd slept with him, or she felt stupid or something. And so she sees the other girl and she just says, oh, I've got a story.
Yeah.
And she also, you know, said this, you know, I think he got off easy. I don't know what that means, but anyway.
Weird.
Yeah, it's quite a story. So moving along here, I want to mention Mace's got a Super Bowl party. They got all kinds of swag.
Tequila.
The giant screen TV, of course. And it's a good place to watch football, no doubt. Giant screen, great Mexican food. And should we do the boner line?
I think so.
Which is brought to you by our friends at
Lover's Lane.
At Lover's Lane. And our friends. Oh, wait a second. Did I miss something today?
What?
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm so disorganized.
What's going on?
Our friends at Lover's Lane.
It's and boner time.
They want you to know that you should go on sexdrive.com. Uh-huh. Powered by Lover's Lane. All new sexdrive.com for the hottest stuff that even Cupid can't get his hands on. Featuring quality sex toys, vibrators, and fun and exciting toys for couples. Sex Drive also has incredible selections of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas perfect for Valentine's. Shop early. Visit sexdrive.com. Powered by Lover's Lane.
Ooh la la.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Zeus.
Goodbye, Kobe.
Goodbye.
It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm 12 minutes into the podcast. And I've heard that fucking It's the Grammys 10 fucking times. If I have to hear it again, I swear to God, I'm going to skip this whole fucking episode.
That's like an alarm clock.
It's the Grammys.
Oh, my God, Drew. I hate to okay boomer you, but I almost fell asleep at the wheel when you guys were playing that audio from Steven Taylor or whoever that guy from Aerosmith was at the Grammys.
Who's that dude?
You spent so much time talking about that performance of whoever the hell that was, and you didn't even talk about Drew McIntyre winning the Royal Rumble on Sunday. Come on, Drew.
It's still real to me, damn it.
You guys are talking about the Grammys and Steven Tyler and Aerosmith. I agree with Mark. Does not sound good. I think the Grammys need to start rocking. When are they going to start playing some Ronnie James Dio?
What's up with your format?
Yeah, I'm calling about the great cover songs you guys have been mentioning lately. A lot of great ones out there, but I can't believe you missed a great cover of a John Lennon song, Mind Games, Kevin Spacey. Ah, what a voice.
Hey guys, I'm calling about the list of songs that never get played on the radio, the alternative stuff. And I knew all of them, but maybe one or two.
Oh.
And then, Drew, you were saying Oingo Boingo might have some covers. They did I Am the Walrus from the Beatles, and I used to play that for my kids when they were growing up, and they just loved that version.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Just adding in one of the early deaths to some athletes. Don't forget Detroit's own Brian Williams, a.k.a. Bison Daley.
Gone too soon.
It sounds to me like there's a separated avert from Meghan Markle's dad and Donald Sterling.
It's possible. It's possible. Well, but
such a stupid remark.
Separated at birth. Thomas Markle with a low energy Lenny Dykstra.
Meghan Markle's dad and Lenny Dykstra.
I was always seen carrying beer out of a grocery store, or looking sloppy and stupid everywhere.
Fuck you all. Stay out of that town.
Audio separated at birth. Thomas Markle's muffled ramblings and the old farmer guy from Napoleon Dynamite who talked about finding the Indian arrowhead.
This is ridiculous.
Over there, that pig man, I found a couple of shots on the arrowhead.
But audio separated for Thomas Markle and David Trump.
This is kind of silly. It's gone on too long.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, Drew. I just wanted to let you know that I was a valet through college, and I parked Pete Carmanos' car a few times, and I knew he was a billionaire, and I was not intimidated by him.
I love you, Peter.
This has to do with the Wendy Williams, that wet fart. My wife and I were at Barnes & Noble, I think it was Rochester Hills, and someone left a streak on one of those chairs they have that you sit in to read the books.
What?
So the manager comes over and looks at it. He didn't even bother flipping the cushion. He just took the chair right out of the dumpster and threw it in the dumpster. It's classic.
It's poop.
Hey, Brandon, I'm glad to hear you got your microphone back for your butt. I'm going to say that's one asshole that should always have a voice on the show.
I agree.
Hi, I heard you guys were accepting applications for news anchor for the ABNN. And my name is AJ Clemente. And I graduated West Virginia University, and I used to being on the East Coast.
Gay fucking shit.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring your attention to the earthquake that just happened near Jamaica. It was a 7.7 magnitude.
Who cares?
And, like, I'm going to Jamaica in October. And, like,
me.
Hey, everyone. I've got a separated at birth. Drew's laugh along with Barney Rubble from the Flintstones.
Audio separated at birth. Greta Thunberg and that chick from the Social Distortion documentary.
I used to be good at school and all that stupid stuff. I should be back in school.
Audio separated at birth. The chick from the Social Distortion documentary and the one character from Family Guy who said, I went back to bone my girlfriend, but she said there was no way.
And they give me a place to stay, and then they want to screw, and then I tell them to fuck off. I always find my way.
I was about to bone my girlfriend out at the lake, but the mosquitoes were going crazy, and she said there was no way.
So I have a separated at birth.
Brilliant.
Marcel the punk rocker and the stroked out Dick Clark.
They think I'm gonna beat them up.
You're gonna hear a roar of the crowd, and believe me, you will never, ever forget it.
Drew, you were talking about NKOTB, how kids should just be dropped from the name. Same with Boyz II Men. What about Kid Rock? Why don't you follow your own advice? Kid Rock should just be Mr. Rock or Rock.
That was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
You guys were just talking about the Grammys. You brought up Boyz II Men, and Drew said they should change the name to BTM. And that got me thinking, well, maybe it should be like B2, the number 2M, B2M. And then that got me thinking about A2M, which we haven't heard in a while. Hit it, Brandon.
I got bitches all on my dick and every day.
All right. So that's it.
Wow.
Nice setup there.
Yeah.
I got to say.
People are brilliant, too.
Well, people set things up on the boner line. I think it's pretty cool.
Often. Yeah, and there was a lot separated at birth. There's actually something I just couldn't find the right audio, so keep them coming.
That Irish thing is just incredible. Every time I heard someone talk like the girl on the dock, I'm just fascinated by it. Certain words especially.
How dare you?
Yin-yin. Norm MacDonald is so good at that. Yin-yin. And the girl, the girl in the Social Distortion thing said a few things that were like, oh my God, is that cool? But that reminds me, I was watching The Decline of Western Civilization. I'm surprised you guys don't remember this. Do you remember that video, that documentary, Trudy?
No.
There's two parts. And I swear, I'll have to mark down the timing on it. But the second part has this incredible string of these bands who thought they were going to be the hottest new hair bands. And they're declaring themselves the next Zeppelin and all this. Of course, looking at this now, it looks so ridiculous. And these people have been interviewed, you know, where are they now kind of things. And it's just really funny to see 23, 24-year-olds who are so sure of themselves. And one of them is, although he had a nice career, Chris Holmes from Wasp.
Oh, yeah.
Wasp! What a band name that is. Or is it W-A-S-P?
Wasp.
Wasp.
But you're right. There's little periods in between each letter.
Yes. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, they're hair band. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in my head, they were a hair band, but I had to look.
And it was also funny watching. They had a, let's see, was it sexy dance contest? Can you do that now? Can you have wet t-shirt contests and dance contests, or will you be picketed?
I don't think.
No, you can have them.
You still got them in every single spring break town.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Honestly, I had no idea. I thought, oh, this can't be happening anymore, can it?
Well, I mean,
but why not? It's consensual.
I don't know. You enter this wet t-shirt contest.
But what about the business that's having it? Do they risk some sort of judgment?
Sure, but who cares? Yeah. I mean, strip clubs still exist.
I know. Just saying.
Stop trying to cancel everything.
I don't want this
stuff.
I'm just
saying.
I don't want anyone canceling.
I'm just saying.
I want what's right to happen.
I'm just saying.
And today,
I'm just saying.
God, I saw something weird today. It's like, aren't there just so many things related to all this that are happening at once?
Yes,
like,
it's overwhelming.
There's a story in the, is it the News or the Free Press, about this girl who was rescued. I mean, she was close to dying. She fell. I think she slipped off the dock.
That video
on Lake St. Clair.
Yeah.
And she's in the water, and two people are holding her. They can't pull her out, and her body's numb because the water's 36 degrees, and they need help bad. And they got their the fire department or whoever got there really fast, and they pulled her out, and she can't move. She is so numb she can't move. Well, naturally.
But that's not what's having the long-lasting damage.
No, because it was on Facebook. And all these comments about, you know, oh, what, you know, isn't she dressed a little light for the occasion? Because she had to pull her coat off because it kept choking her when they're trying to pull
out. Supposed to do,
too. Yeah, the weight will drag you under.
You're supposed to get nude if you start drowning.
And then the other thing was people were body shaming her because she was hard to pull out. Well, she was hard to pull out because she was totally numb. She couldn't use her legs at all. And, you know, whether she's heavy or not, honestly, who fucking cares? They saved her life, but... Why all these people have to be so shitty about it? You know, say, oh, she's fat. No wonder it's hard to pull her out. I knew immediately when Mark told me about the story. And then when I saw the video, I was like, okay, I already know what the joke is. You know, they need three people to pull her out. Well, she was completely numb. She was dead weight. And while I felt bad for her, at the same time, I kind of felt like, can't you be happy they saved your life? I mean, do we have to worry about them?
She does say something on there about how they don't know I used to be 400 pounds. Like, yeah, they don't
know. No, they don't know that.
They're just commenters on a video. They don't know you.
Not only that,
they're idiots.
If they did know you and if they thought that you might be reading them, most people, 98% of people, wouldn't have said such shitty things.
The physicality of trying to pull someone straight up.
Yeah.
From off the side of a dock where you don't really have any place to brace yourself.
I want some credit for these guys that pulled her out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not the ones body shaming her. And did you look and see what the comments were all about?
Yeah, I made a few. No, I didn't look. Just kidding.
I'm guessing, though, just knowing people, it's like you can't, and this is all in a way, you know, I'm not going to lay this on the St. Clair. St. Clair Shores EMTs or whoever put the thing out, they're trying to show you, like, hey, here's what can happen. And it ends up being like, oh, shit, maybe we shouldn't put that out, that sort of thing, out anymore. It's like, it's just gotten so stupid.
And the Free Press, too, you know, they have the story, but they also have to add, you know, the tips of what to do when you do fall into
yes.
course to justify.
Well, here's what the first tip is. Don't fall in.
Yeah. And don't panic.
She was fishing? Was she ice fishing?
Yeah, fishing.
Down on the ice.
She was on the dock, I think. And she fell off the dock and cracked the ice.
Yeah. Oh.
And by the time her friend got help, she was falling through. So
they took the video down, but they still have the post up there.
You know,
the video's there. I'm sorry.
I was surprised the video was still up there because I thought, oh, shit. But then I noticed that
the sheriff's department's canceled for leaving the video up there.
They didn't. There's no comments on the. You can't comment on the story, I don't think. Which is.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can?
Well, on their Facebook page. Oh, you mean on the free press?
No, but that's where I saw the story. I don't think they were taking comments.
I was just wondering if they cleaned it up.
The Facebook page, yeah. What are the comments?
So far, they're all very positive. You know, like, okay, she's okay.
Cleaned
awesome job. They cleaned
it up. I suspect
I'm like halfway through.
Anyway, you know. At least she's okay. And that's great that she lost all that weight.
Well done, officers.
And the other one...
Glad she's okay, but where's her coat? There's one. Okay, so maybe I'm on the edge.
Why do people... Who cares about her coat? Mark, I saw that and I immediately thought, oh, well, she's in water. All those clothes aren't helping. She probably took her coat off. But people are like, where's her coat? I mean, really? You're going to the trouble to comment?
This
I mean, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do now?
How about Edward? J- just because there's ice doesn't mean you can go on it. She is damn lucky. And I mean lucky there was someone there to help her.
Fuck you.
Her first reply underneath it is from the Macomb County Sheriff's Office. She wasn't on the ice. She was on the dock, slipped in, caused her to fall through the water.
Does that person really need to go, she was lucky, lucky?
He put lucky in all caps, too.
Okay, did he need to do that? Does she need that? Do we need that?
No, of course not.
I'm more pissed at him than anything.
Now, I'm giving more credit to the sheriff's office for responding and saying, no, she wasn't on the ice, idiot.
I read the story and I knew that.
He replied, Macomb County Sheriff's Office, whatever it is, it's still not a good decision she made.
Of course, because to
slip?
Yes. Hey, he's not wrong. He just wants to know.
I'm sorry.
Let's just win the argument.
He does want to win the
argument. I'll just go ahead and say that. The comment kind of reminds me of the girl tweeting out the rape link a half hour after Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter crash. I mean, is it really? I mean, is he really going to get through to her?
Then people started giving him crap, and he just wrote, I made a comment. If you don't like it, too bad. the first reply under that, okay, boomer.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, I think you could be any age and be that asshole, unfortunately.
And everyone's just piling on him. It looks like he gave up.
Well,
good for him.
He probably has better things to do.
Oh, wait, no.
What's his name? Jim Bentley?
Yes.
He replied after a bunch of comments to, I have friends, just not stupid ones.
Oh, God. Wow. Nice guy.
Wow.
So,
good one.
After I, get through this body shaming story, which is like, oh my God. I'm just about to, Bob has just gotten here. Bob Begich. Did I say it right? That's not his name.
All right.
And I'm looking at all of this food that Pam made, which is an incredible spread.
Wait,
who? Did you look at it, Trudy?
No.
You didn't notice?
Pam?
This? Yeah, there's so much food here from Pam Begich.
Trudy just perks up.
Yeah.
Where the hell did anybody tell me about that?
And I'm just thinking, well, he's downstairs meeting the guys. I'm going to get down there. And I see this. I just see on my phone, because it opened this thing I had requested in Google. And the top is racist acid attack. And I'm like, racist acid attack?
Sounds like a band name.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
And it turns out this 62-year-old white guy is giving this Latino guy shit for, you're an illegal immigrant or something like that.
Didn't we see this?
I didn't know they caught him. Because remember,
they
caught him.
Closed circuit television.
How much acid did he injure this guy terribly?
I remember, Brandon, you and I were watching it when that story broke.
What he looked like. He looks pretty bad. He looks pretty bad. And I don't know if he lost some sight in that left eye.
Fucking asshole. See, this is the thing. When I see, racist acid attack, I mean, isn't acid attack bad enough?
Yes.
I mean, want this fucking guy. This is the nice thing, though, is that because it's a racist acid attack, they can put him away for 10 more years. But you know what? I want everybody that throws acid on someone to be put away forever. Yeah. I don't want anybody that throws acid in someone's face to ever fucking get out. Do you?
No.
Do you? Anybody?
No.
Why do they ever get out?
No.
You threw acid on someone's face, you fuck.
Yeah, that's fucking diabolical.
What the fuck?
Unless it's supposed
to be. Catch me up on this.
Was he trying to top it by being racist, too?
I'm not going to throw acid on his face. I'm going to make it a racist acid attack. I wonder if it's supposed to be a deterrent for other racists, which I don't think would work anyway.
No.
But I think the idea is, it's supposed to.
How is he carrying acid around, though? Just catch me up on that
part. I'm trying to find the video because we watched it.
It's pretty wild.
And he's just kind of standing there with, a mason jar full of acid for no reason.
So he goes out with a mason jar and gets an argument so that he can throw.
Never know when you're going to run into a minority, Trudy.
Acid
on you. I don't know. Maybe he was just looking for trouble that day because he was angry about something.
I almost felt the same way. It's not the same story, but the guy who got in the big fight with and got so rude to that woman who parked in the handicap space and just pushed the argument and just wouldn't let go, and then her husband comes out and he gives him some shit, and then the guy just goes boom and kills him.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, oh, well, when you have a gun, you can be as big a dick as you want if you're going to stand your ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be a super dick.
Yeah.
Because you'll get the...
Another great band name, by the way, Super Dick.
Like it.
Coming up a lot of good names.
Well, that guy actually did set out to kill someone.
Thought he did.
He was a provocateur.
I really did.
Yes,
I felt the same way, because he did it all the time. They knew him at that store for being a professional dick. So anyway, Brandon, get us out of here. And tomorrow, Who are these podcasts? Carl will be on via Skype, and he'll be playing some clips from some really bad podcasts.
Cool.
Nice.
And I don't know when Nikki, do we have an idea when Nikki's going to turn up?
Yeah, her person came back and said, tomorrow 2:45, that cool?
Tomorrow 2:45?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, for Nikki.
I have a meeting.
I can't do that.
For Nikki Glaser?
I can't do that. Well,
somebody, nope. I mean.
You're not going to be here anyway.
You're not going to be here.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that means we have to start at 2:30.
I'm not going to be here either, so.
We can do it.
I think my inclination to say it. We should just say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And hope she's late.
I'll contact Carl. He'll be so happy. Who are these podcasts? He's getting another plug because he's supposed to be on at 5, but we don't want to have him on at 5 if we're starting at 2:30. So.
Well,
show meeting.
And he actually, you know, would know each other because he does that for a living.
Wait a second, Trudy. We're sure it's Eastern time.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me look again.
Oh, he knows who Nikki Glaser is because he heard the podcast where I said Nikki was on Wednesday. He's like, well, of course you're going to take Nikki first.
That's how it works, sir.
Okay, just to be sure.
But who are these West podcasts? Is doing very well. I was talking to him today about downloads. They're doing really well.
Are they?
Really well.
Because of us. And that's what I told
them. And they came out of nowhere.
That's what I told Nikki Glaser's people, too. Thousands of people are listening to his podcast. 2:45 p.m. to 3 ET tomorrow.
Me too. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Nikki Glaser, take two tomorrow. Get you ready for the Super Bowl. And who knows? Maybe who are these podcasts if Carl can move up a little bit.
Let's just keep bumping them.
Hey, gets more plugs that way.
True.
All right, have a great day, everybody. Thanks to Bob Bagich and to Pam, too.
Woo.
I can't wait to eat all this stuff.
Kobe! That dinner, changed my life and stuff. Yeah, and like, I'll never forget it.